talked about. You gotta put it in perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen, for a more authentic presentation, portions of the program you are about to hear were actually recorded on the scene.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. What's the atomic weight of mercury?
Wow, that was hard to listen to.
Let's go smell some pot. Let's go smell some pot. Let's go smell some pot. Let's go smell some pot.
Hippies. I mean, period. F*** hippies. Been saying that my whole life. Be saying it till I die. F*** hippies.
Thank you for pointing that out. You're the smartest guy I know.
I'm getting kind of sick of your attitude. All of you.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Glendale!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over.
Over in Glendale.
Roll another one.
Don't taste me, bro.
Just like the other one.
That guy was a doofus.
This one seems to be about to quit.
I don't care what everyone thinks.
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
This show sucks.
Roll. Roll another one.
Good morning. Can you make it through Friday?
Just like the other one.
I am a recreational user, okay?
Seems to be about to end.
Where do you get your intel?
I don't have another cent.
If you shock the monkey, you better really shock him hard, because he'll come back after you.
Bitch. Circus freak.
Just pass it around.
That's ridiculous.
And now,
are you high?
No.
Look at me with your bloodshot eyes and say that.
Our feature presentation.
That's how you know it's Friday, that song right there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's how you know it's Friday.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
And it's Friday. Have I mentioned Friday?
A couple times.
Okay.
We are going to take your phone calls for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. Get in the air, get a prize. Before we do, though, if there's another story about a man and a horse, you have to know what state it comes from.
Washington or Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the man and a horse is always Washington.
Washington,
That's our specialty. In fact, there's a man behind a horse on the state flag of the state of Washington. I don't know how that happened.
Wow.
But the latest comes from the town of Findlay, Washington, which Kevin, you know, is out there in the Tri-Cities region. Out
sure.
There by Kennewick and Pasco. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, tell me.
A man who apparently wasn't wearing pants is how the story begins, which is the first line I want to see in every story. I don't care if it's a story about the budget in Congress. I want the story to begin, a man who apparently wasn't wearing pants.
Right, but you don't want that with a story with a horse.
No.
That's the difference. Any other place, fine.
Has been accused of harassing a neighbor's horse. That's the charge, harassing. You're going to be disappointed that I don't think this one ended up in them consummating the relationship and falling deeply in love. The Tri-City Herald reports that the horse's owner spotted a bald man without any pants chasing the horse about 3:30 a.m. one day this week out in the man's corral.
Come on, I promise you'll like it.
Usually they don't get to run.
Benton County Sheriff's deputies identified the 26-year-old man who lives next door as the suspect. He was jailed for investigation of trespassing. He apparently had apparently the police had been out before when they had seen the same bald man chasing the horse at another time as well. At that time, he was wearing a black T-shirt and blue shorts. But the most recent time, he's wearing no pants at all.
That horse needs a restraining order.
No kidding. How does a person get to that point?
Yeah.
You got to think they're either drunk or high or, you know, mentally incapacitated somehow. Because how does it ever look like a good idea to take off your pants and chase a horse?
It can't be drunk or high either, by the way, because...
Really?
Well, no. I mean, I've been drunk. I've been high. I don't go, you know what? Sex with a horse. It just never even enters your mind. I don't know where that comes from.
And I wonder how much he's thought it through, if he thinks he can catch a horse in an open field and somehow coerce it to have his way with it. I mean, the horse outweighs him by tenfold. I mean, what is he going to do with that, you know?
Buy a dinner first.
Yep, well,
buy
maybe.
A dinner.
Some drinks,
Some drinks. And loosen him up a little. I don't know. I can't. That's just mind-boggling to me.
Once again, I'm very, very disappointed to see the state of Washington involved in another man and a horse story, but I knew you'd love it.
It does seem to be 100%. Story like that comes out, it's Washington.
I don't know why that is.
Anything else? Or serial killers, Washington.
Yes.
But anything else, Florida.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start with your phone calls this morning. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
How about a pair of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood? That's what you get for being on the air today. And the rest of us can take in a Coca-Cola can to get $15 off general admission.
All right. Let's talk to James. James had a busy night last night. Hi, James.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do? What, are you firing a gun? Hammering something? What's the noise?
Oh, no. I got you on speaker. Hold on.
All right. Pick it up.
All right, hello?
There we go.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Nothing much, dude. Just wanted to say hello to those poor saps. I took their car last night. They're going to wake up today and try to go to work or try to go on vacation, and the car's going to be gone. I repoed it.
Oh, you repoed it. I was going to say you stole their cars.
No, I'm a recovery agent. It's what I do for a living.
Bean and I went with a repo agent one time, and it's a little nerve-wracking.
I imagine. Because
while you're trying to get in the car, you think a guy sees me out in front of his house getting in his car. He's going to think I'm stealing. He's going to come out with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually had a guy come out with a gun. That's why I wanted to call.
Wow.
Guy in El Monte came out with a 9mm, said what I was doing. And luckily, the neighbor happened to be a sheriff, and he came out with his gun, too. And as soon as I showed him my paperwork, the guy goes, hey, you got to let him take your car. And the guy's like, no. I was like, dude, it's not even your car. It's property of the bank. And I represent the bank.
Wow.
It's a wild west out there.
No kidding.
Yeah,
let me ask you this question. What attracted you to this line of work?
I guess it's the thrill. Thrill of being able to take a car, like, you know, kind of steal a car. The legal way, though.
The legal way, because you grew up stealing cars. You knew that was your talent. And then you decided to take it legit. Right?
Something like that.
All right.
Yeah,
I got you.
Like that.
Thanks for the call. You know, I can, it's not for me, but I can understand why that would be an awesome job for somebody who really likes the adrenaline rush and really likes to, you know, kind of get out there and, you know, do that sort of thing and have it be fun. I can see why that'd be a great job for some people, not for very many people though.
Yeah, I could too, but if you're a real adrenaline junkie, you can't have the law on your side. That makes it much better.
You're right. Good point.
All right, let's go to Izzy. Hi, Izzy. What'd it do?
Hey, what it do, Kevin and Bean?
Whoa. Hey, what it do?
Hello there.
Hey, Kevin, guess what? This is the best weekend ever.
Best weekend ever?
Yeah, this is the last weekend before the NFL season starts, and no more baseball, because baseball, what, Kevin?
Blows. Yeah.
Thank you.
There is football. There is preseason football now, but the season does start next weekend. But baseball still continues for another couple of years, I think.
Yeah, like 300 games, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're pretty much about a quarter of the way through their season.
But it means you don't have to care.
Yeah, well,
because you got something else to divert your attention.
That is excellent.
Yeah.
Very happy.
Baseball goes till the end of October, and now is when it really starts to heat up, where every game counts. It's so exciting right now to be following some of these races.
Or boring as hell, and thank God football is back.
Yes.
Very excited. Thank you.
I was very delighted, by the way, to see the Raiders lose again last night. Did they win any preseason games? I haven't been following them. I know the ones that I was aware of, I know they lost, but did they win any?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't following them.
I mean, it's hard to get excited either way on a preseason because, you know, they use it to test out the new players. The Seahawks won them all, though, which, you know, you got to feel good about, whether it means anything or not. So far, so good.
All right. Let's go to Matt. Hi, Matt. What did you do?
What'd you do, nephew?
What did you do, nephew?
What's up, baby boo?
Hi, Matt.
I was wondering if you guys caught that awesome police chase last night.
Oh, I didn't.
No.
I saw the highlights. I love the end of it.
I love car chases.
What happened?
Well, that's a good question. That's how I got listening to, what's his name? Not Chuck.
What's he talking about?
The guy in the helicopter.
Oh, the newscaster in the helicopter. Okay, yes.
I just got tired of listening to him. But,
oh, so you turned it off.
Yeah,
well Bean knows.
The guy, it looked like he was going to run out of gas. But
if it's the chase that I'm thinking of, the guy, it was about a two-hour chase, Kevin. He went from the 5 to the 14, I think, and I think eventually he pulled into the parking lot in Palmdale or something like that. But what was cool about it is he got out of his car, and he was the most compliant arrestee ever, because you know sometimes they've really got to fight with him to get him to the ground.
Right.
They've got to order him, and the guy, you know, gives him guff or whatever. This guy stepped out of the car before the police were even in the frame. He stepped out of the car and took off all his clothes except for his underwear and laid down on the pavement with his hands behind his back.
Wow.
Just ready to go. I mean, he wanted to make sure the police knew he didn't have a gun or didn't have anything on him. He took off his shirt, then took off his pants, then lay down on the ground.
That's
prone.
That's what you wanted, Bean. You want a guy to take off his pants no matter what's happening.
That's true.
And then it was so weird because a horse came into the frame.
What?
And the helicopter picture got all fuzzy. I didn't see what happened after that.
That seems weird.
Yeah, I mean, he also had his girlfriend and kid in the car, but at some point he stopped and let them out and then floored it and hit the road again.
Out, out, out. Everybody out.
He's
which I thought was
such a
considerate.
That is a nice, considerate person.
Guy on the run.
Daddy's going to have to take off his pants.
We haven't done this in a while, but we may need to revisit what's going through your mind when you're in a car chase, because you know after the first minute or two, you're going to get caught. It's just a question of how long you're going to go, how much risk you're going to put yourself and others at, what lengths you're going to make the police go to make you stop, whether it's going to be, you know, putting the strips on the ground or whatever. I mean, what keeps you going? What keeps you piling on charges with every minute you're in that car when you know you're about to get arrested?
I'm going to guess 90% of the time it's drugs.
Yeah.
Could be.
And your last seconds of freedom, man. They're precious.
Yeah, man.
Are you enjoying those last seconds of freedom if all you're trying to do is weave in and out of traffic and go through intersections
more
without killing someone?
Check into prison.
Sounds kind of fun to me. Got to be honest. All right, then let's say good morning to Austin. Hi, Austin.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What to do?
All right. Did you guys catch the Boise State Oregon game yesterday?
I did not. That was the first college football game of the season, right?
Yep. I guess you guys didn't see what happened at the end, did you?
No, what happened?
I heard.
The starting tailback for Oregon State, one of the Boise States came up to him, hit his side of his shoulder pad. Guess he didn't like it too much and wind up throwing a right hook and knocked him to the floor.
Is that right?
Yeah.
A riot on the first game. Now we're talking.
I heard ESPN this morning, and they're like, that is unconscionable.
A little bit after that, security was trying to escort him out, and then he tried going after some of the fans as well.
Wow.
Wow.
He was mad.
That dude was upset. So did it break out into an all-out battle, or was it just those two guys?
Just the two guys. Well, they split it up and everything, but like I said, security jumped in and split it up.
Wow.
Was escorting him out, so I don't know if he'd be playing anymore this season.
He may not. That may be the first and last game for him.
What an idiot.
Yeah,
what a
seriously.
Way to first game of the season, and you're going to get kicked out.
And you're a starting tailback.
Yeah, what an idiot.
He rushed for over 1,000 yards last year. This is not just some scrub.
Wow.
He really screwed himself.
Well, he's got the Raiders in his future, though.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Okay.
We have Adam Carolla in the studio because it's Friday.
Yep.
He has This Week in Rage.
He's going to be upset about something?
Things tend to bother him a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he makes it funny for us, so we're fine with that. We're going to talk to Rodney King today.
Rodney.
He's doing a celebrity boxing match with a cop.
Yeah.
And that seems all bad. But anyway.
I just feel like we should raise whatever the equivalent money is he'd make from that and ask him to not do it. It upsets me.
It makes you feel bad, doesn't it?
It makes you feel really bad that this is what he's got to do to be making a living.
Yeah. Anyway, today is History Month.
No, not that, Rodney.
Maybe he's not doing it for the money. Maybe he's doing it because he thinks it's fun. I don't know. I guess we'll talk to him and find out where he's coming from. But it seems on the surface, with very little facts, it seems sad.
And that's all. And that is how we judge things. Surface with very little facts.
That's how everyone judges things.
Yeah, but I'm saying we don't try to go deeper.
No.
That's it. We're fine with that. We're happy with surface. We also have an older air check from Miss Lisa May, which we're going to play for you today. That's going to be fun.
What do you have?
No, just when you were Judy Starbucks.
Oh, dear God.
For the Urban Station.
It is hard to believe that there was a time for Lisa May on the radio before the Kevin and Bean Show, but believe it or not, she does have a checkered past.
That's true.
Judy Starbuck. Oh, yep. Those were the days.
That was a Starbuck? I wrote Starbucks.
Yeah, just no S.
Oh, all right, good.
Like, did you have a weave?
No, I didn't. No? It's radio. It didn't really matter what I looked like, as it turns out.
We have the movie beat today because it's Friday. We'll have to tell you what the movies are in the theaters. And we have one of our favorite guests ever, Kevin Smith.
Oh, he's the best.
Writer, director, actor, coming into the studio today in the 7 o'clock hour.
Love
so
him.
Very excited about that. And your last chance, I believe, to join us for Breakfast with Muse.
Where are we going?
New York City.
New York City.
Oh, God.
Set herself up.
Someone had to.
We're going to New York City. We're doing Breakfast with Muse. And the winning song is going to be this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show between 8 and 8:30. It's time is running out.
Okay.
When you hear that, you don't go into a drawing. If you're caller 20, you instantly win the trip.
Pretty cool.
So that should be fun. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
Friday is here. Ralph has the movie beat for us next hour. But right now, he's in for his first look at the Showbiz Beat for a new day. What's going on, Ralph?
Seth Green says hi.
Oh, where'd you see him?
I love Seth.
I was doing some voices on Family Guy yesterday.
Fantastic.
And I was chatting with Seth, and the real reason I bring it up is because he hates Miss Cleo.
What?
He hates Miss Cleo.
Why does he hate her?
The next time he comes in, he says he wants to have a big throwdown with Miss Cleo.
He's
on
the nicest guy in the world.
What happened? What's his problem with her?
First of all, she said she was going to make out with that dude at the singles party and then reneged on the deal. She backed out. Remember that?
Sure.
She didn't do the jumping jacks when she lost the bet.
Right.
She's dismissing people on the air when that she's single and, you know, maybe she could date a guy and she's just running him off immediately.
Okay.
It's I've had an ass full of her. I'm done with her.
Right.
So next time I come in, I want to have it down. I want to have it out with Miss Cleo on the air. I said, bring it on, Seth.
All right. We'll do it.
Yeah.
Seth Green.
What?
That's what.
Seth Green.
I just thought it was funny that he hates Miss Cleo.
That is funny.
I love Miss Cleo.
That's why you called her a bitch yesterday?
But, rest of the sentence, am frustrated by the same exact things that Seth is.
Difference between being frustrated and calling her a bitch.
Yeah, you are so hard on her being.
I called her a bitch because I know for a fact that at the singles party, she was exactly the type of person, and not just because of the one kissing incident, because I understand there are circumstances for that. She was the person that Kevin and I always talk about that shows up at the singles party and no one is good enough. I'm telling you, that's the truth.
Bean's a genius and he's really smart, but he's got no soul and he's got no heart.
Back to you.
I'm just saying, there's a reckoning a-coming.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like it.
So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Spencer Pratt.
King Spencer Pratt has announced
that he has no intention of having any children in the near future
with his
young wife, Heidi Montag. You know, it was speculated that Heidi wants to have kids immediately, and apparently she still does. But he has said to Heidi that he gives her two options if she gets pregnant, adoption or divorce.
Awesome. Awesome.
And she went, hee-hee-hee-hee, okay.
Yeah, well, that's best case. I mean, that really is the best decision.
Yeah.
Even though it sounds harsh and he's a douche for saying it, he doesn't need to have kids.
No.
What about suicide, though? He left out suicide. That's a perfectly viable option.
Yeah.
A good third option for him, I think, would be suicide.
That's true.
Don't you guys think it's not even the kids part that bugs him? It's that Heidi would gain weight if she got pregnant. I mean, that's really what this is about.
Probably, yeah.
He also believes that it would take away her paying attention to his needs.
Sure.
And that's what matters most.
That is what matters, yeah.
Pete Wentz and his young bride, Ashley Simpson Wentz, say they may be leaving the bright lights of Hollywood to try to find a calmer neighborhood for their son. Apparently they're thinking about moving because the paparazzi is too overwhelming. Everyone wants to know what they're doing all the time.
Does anyone care what they're doing?
No. I have an idea for you. If you want to make a move, Ashley Simpson Wentz, move out of Melrose Place. You don't ruin that TV show for me.
Good point.
Can't wait to see that, but she's going to be all over it, being all Ashley.
She is going to be all Ashley, that's true.
Speaking of that show, it's got a new star. They're adding cast members every day, it seems like. Now, you know, they're talking to Heather Locklear about reprising her role in that
show. Yeah.
But they've just announced that former Laker Rick Fox, former Los Angeles Laker Rick Fox, will be playing a recurring role on Melrose Place. He will play the owner of the restaurant where all the young aspiring actors on the show work. So he will be their boss. I'm guessing he's going to be knocking back a few of those waitresses. That's all I'm saying.
Sure. That's what happens.
Because he's dreamy.
Yeah.
Have you seen him on any of the other shows he's done, Ralph?
I have not. I'm not familiar with his over.
He's okay. I mean, for an athlete, he's not a bad actor.
Yeah, he's decent.
Yeah, he's. I mean, he, what I'm saying, I guess, is you would expect him to be awful because he's coming from sports, but he's okay.
I will take your word on that.
All right.
Good looking fella, I know that much.
Yeah.
Ladies dig him.
That is true.
That Vanessa Williams broad, she enjoyed him enough to marry him.
Yeah.
Then got tired of his ass and fired him.
Fired him?
Fired him.
All right.
And next Wednesday, Al Roker and Elmo will be teaming up.
Oh, whatever it is, I can't wait.
To host a TV show that helps children deal with tough economic times. Hold the phone.
Hold the phone.
When I was a kid there, I always had tough economic times. Hey, Mom, can I have a dollar? No.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
It was always tough times. I always thought a recession was going on because my parents wouldn't give me any money when I wanted to buy comic books and candy.
And then they'd bust you for stealing it.
Right.
Did you take a dollar? Yes, I did.
Bastards. What kids are stressing over the state of Wall Street?
None.
And whether the bailout plan is making any profit or not?
None.
Unless it's kids who are not getting Christmas presents and things like that because their parents are out of work or having tough times. Maybe that's where they're going.
But those people probably didn't buy presents for their kids anyway.
When is that bad show?
Next Wednesday. Nice. Al Roker and Elmo from Sesame Street. The TV show will be brought to you by the letters I, O, and U.
By the way, I hate Elmo about as much as Kevin and his unnatural hate for
Why
Al
you
Roker.
Hate you?
So this show is perfect for us.
Oh, Elmo loves you, Bean.
Give me for an hour of that.
Hug me, Al Roker. Oh, Al Roker. Is that a Muppet in your pocket? Are you happy to see me?
I want to see Al Roker chasing Elmo around a field with no pants on.
Oh, that's disturbing.
It is, but I'd like to see that as well.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Wide receiver for the NFL, Hank Baskett, who's also married to Kendra on that TV show, Kendra.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She's Kendra.
Sure.
From
he's a Pittsburgh Steeler, right?
He is not. He plays
I'm pretty sure he plays for that only team in Pennsylvania.
He's on the east coast of Pennsylvania, a different team. Hmm. He is 27 years old today. Beyonce Knowles.
Beyonce.
Is 28 years old. By the way, Destiny's Child apparently getting back together again for a little tour / recording.
Why?
Good question.
Because Beyonce wants to throw a couple bones to her friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wes Bentley from American Beauty and other feature films is 31. Ione Skye turns 39 today. Damon Wayans is 49. And our very own Dr. Drew Pinsky, our good buddy Dr. Drew, of course, who does Loveline on this station and many other fine stations across the country. He's also from Celebrity Rehab. He is 51 years old today. And he looks better than any of us did at 20.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. I want to shoot him up with heroin. Now what are you going to do? Tough guy? Telling everyone else to quit. Let's see how you do. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Let's talk about a little band called Sublime that had some success. They'd already had their song Date Rape out, but their next album was in the can, ready to be released when the lead singer Bradley Knoll died about 13 years ago. Well, that album came out and went on to become a huge hit. And then inexplicably, they had what, Kevin? It seemed like three or four other albums already in the can that continued to be released.
They had a ton of songs.
They released more albums dead than they did alive. And a lot of people thought, well, that's sad. You know, just like Nirvana, there's no more Sublime. They ain't coming back. Well, guess again, because they just got a new lead singer, and they have reformed. Sublime is back as Sublime with a new lead singer that I don't know anything about. Apparently, he's been kicking around town for a while, though. His name is Rome, and we're just trying to imagine what that band is going to be like without Bradley Knoll.
Yeah, you always have to question, like, is he going to try and do an impression of Bradley Knoll? Is he going to try and sound like him?
Yeah. Generally, they don't.
Or
right?
Is he going to have his own thing, and it'll be a different band? But, who, you know, it's hard to tell. We don't know. It just says, it literally, in the MTV article, it just says, some dude named Rome.
Well, you're going to get a chance to find out because October 23rd and 24th, the San Manuel Amphitheater in San Bernardino, California, is where they're on the bill for the Smokeout this year, that Cypress Hill show that happens every year. So I guess we have a lot of questions to ask, and I guess we're at the right place at the right time because producer Alex has lined Rome up for us on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. We've got the new lead singer of Sublime with us here now. Hi, Rome. How are you?
Kevin and Bean, how are you? Welcome to the jungle.
This is Jim Rome, the sports show?
Yeah, this is Jim Rome.
What?
Well, how are you guys doing today? It's a pleasure to crush you. Fuck you.
We're doing well, but aren't you a sports talk show host?
I was.
Oh.
Now I'm the lead singer for Sublime.
Okay.
Well, how did that doesn't make any sense. You don't have anything in common with those guys.
I do not concur.
You're absolutely the wrong kind of guy for a band like Sublime.
Let me tell you something, Bean. It's a man's game singing lead for Sublime.
Right.
And I'm just the man to do it.
Okay.
I've got game.
Do you sing even?
I do.
All right.
I am quite the vocalist.
Didn't know that.
I'm amped and geeked to take over for Deadly Bradley.
You you seem a little serious for the guys in Sublime.
Yeah.
Well, that's just what they need.
Did they need that?
Need
okay.
someone who can bring game, who's the bomb.
Okay.
And
okay.
That is me.
But they're about smoking weed.
Singing lead.
They're mostly about the other guys, Bud and Eric, right? Are mostly about smoking weed and drinking 40s. I mean, that's their whole thing. And you seem a little uptight and intense for that, Jim.
That was the old Sublime. This is the new Sublime.
Okay.
With Rome as lead singer.
All right.
And I think that is going to be an amazing, amazing thing. We're all going to have a great time.
When are we going to be able to hear some of the music that you guys are making?
Would you like to hear my take on Sublime?
Yes.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah,
yeah. We're in the studio now.
Oh, absolutely.
That's great.
We're in the studio, and we're working on some new tunes, some amazing tracks.
Okay.
And I think everyone will be very pleased with the new sound of Sublime with Rome as lead singer.
All right. I'd love to hear that.
We'd love to, yeah.
Want to hear a little?
Yeah.
All right. Early in the morning, rising from my home, I light me up that cigarette, and I strap a hat on my dome. Thank you, Jay Stu.
Wait.
Thank you, Jay Stu, for that.
Jay Stu.
But wait a minute. I thought you said you sung.
I do.
Well, that wasn't
singing. And I did.
That wasn't singing.
You are triple U. Unfunny, uninspired, unreadable.
But that's also an old Sublime song that you're just reading the lyrics for. That's not you making new Sublime music with the guys.
It's a new take on an old song.
Okay.
And it, frankly, everyone thinks it's amazing.
Okay, well, maybe that we should just go on to another one. I'm not sure we got the full feeling of that one.
All right, Jay Stu, hit it. I don't practice Santeria, but I have made my bones. I don't have $1 million, but I've got clones.
Okay, you can't sing, Jim. You're just talking.
Concur.
You're not, but you're not saying
I
there's
do
no.
Not concur. It's a
there's no
game.
Right, but there's no melody there. There's no passion. There's no excitement. It's just you talking.
Listen, Gene, Bean, I'm a better singer than you.
Well,
that's for
that
sure.
is true. But, that is true.
But
yes.
Bean is not trying to be the new lead singer of Sublime.
I don't appreciate you guys trying to get up a blast on me and my new career.
We're not trying to do that at all. We're just trying to figure out how it's going to work.
Unwar Kevin and Bean. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
All right. How about maybe again that maybe that wasn't representative of the new Santa Sublime. How about one more?
All right. Here we go. Let me tell you about a girl I know. I had a drink about an hour ago. Sitting in a corner by herself in a bar in downtown hell, Fresno.
All right, that one I actually kind of like.
Wow. I think these are going to be huge, huge hits.
Well, they already are huge hits.
I think I will kick ours.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got an email just came in.
Okay.
Dear Jim, what are you, high? You're an awful singer, and I can't wait till you overdose. Signed, Bradley Nowell.
Oh, wow.
That is triple U. Unfunny, uninspired, and unreadable. Rome out.
All right. Right now, Ralph's here with the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
Let's talk about the movies this weekend that I have not seen.
Okay.
And yet we'll tell you which ones are good and which ones were bad.
I always like it when people take this seriously and email you later and go, what were you talking about?
What kind of review is that? You didn't see the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Because I am a cinematic clairvoyant.
Right.
That's what I consider myself. I see the movies without actually seeing them. You get what I'm saying?
You can read the movie's mind.
Exactly.
Yes.
Let's talk about the first one in theaters this weekend. All About Steve. Oh, Sandra Bullock. Finally doing a romantic comedy. Thank God. She's finally getting around. Oh, wait a minute.
It's been about 4 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Since her last one.
Yeah. The Proposal was out yesterday, and now she's got this one. Co-starring Bradley Cooper. You loved him in The Hangover. You will ignore him in All About Steve.
Really?
Thomas Hayden Church also stars. Sandra Bullock plays a crazy girl. She's nuts. Who has one date with a TV cameraman, played by Bradley Cooper. And she decides that he is her true love. So she starts following him all over the country. And that makes him really nervous because he thinks she's a stalker.
Because she is?
Because technically, I guess that would be stalking if she started following him all over the country. Here is a scene from All About Steve where Bradley Cooper is trying to convince his friends that Sandra Bullock is indeed stalking him.
Hartman, something's wrong with her. You didn't see that?
You fell down, boo-hoo.
I fell down? My legs were taken out from under me. What are you talking about? She's stalking me.
Dude, she's not stalking you.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Mary.
Hi. Hi. So sorry I was detained. I was questioned by authorities about an apparent crime against one of your coworkers, but all's been resolved.
Ask her why she's following me, please.
Why are you stalking him?
No, I'm not stalking. Stalking's an obsessive pursuit of prey.
Sorry, but you're kind of falling alongside his van.
See? She's running.
She's not stalking. That's an obsessive pursuit of prey. She's just following him.
Ralph, I enjoy the website Rotten Tomatoes. It's the aggregate of critic reviews from all over the country. And I have to bring this up because this is the first time I've ever seen a 0% positive review.
Wow.
So, well, so far,
sir, let him see it?
They take
so
like thousands of reviews, don't they? Yes. And do the average? Well,
it's 0% as of right now. There may be more reviews to be added later today, but, you know, even a bad movie gets 20%.
Wow. All that being said, my wife cannot wait.
Really?
So, there's an audience for these films.
Enjoy that, Ralph.
And it's off. I'm not going. You kidding me? That's why God invented girlfriends. They can go and they can just drink wine and talk about Mazingill or whatever they do. And
that's
just, they do.
That's
go
what
to
we
them.
Do.
It's
yeah.
accurate.
Yeah. Also in wider release this weekend, it was in limited release last week, Bobcat Goldthwait's new movie. Our buddy Bobcat has got a new film called The World's Greatest Dad, starring Robin Williams, Tom Kenny, Alexis Gilmore. Robin Williams stars as a man who, I don't want to give too much away, because it's you can't really talk about it without telling what happens, but it's a very, very dark comedy from the mind of Bobcat Goldthwait, and that's all you really need to know. Also opening this weekend, Gamer! Now this is the movie for me this weekend.
Me too.
Gamer.
I'm sorry, can I hear that again, Bean?
it sounds like something Jim Rome would say, does it? He's a gamer.
Jim Rome sounds a lot like Hulk Hogan.
He does. I got the one voice.
Oh, wait till you hear Lika Rome.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know Lika Rome. I didn't know his sister Lika was around.
That's it.
I'm so asking for a raise after today's show. Gamer stars Gerard Butler. This is a fascinating concept. This is a futuristic tale where video games are in reality people operating real people in real battles. So Gerard Butler plays a guy named Cable, who is a criminal. He's a prisoner. And so he is acting in a real-life video game where he's operated by this kid named Simon. And if he survives the game, he gets his freedom.
Ah.
See, that's the carrot at the end of the stick for these guys to participate. Looks like a great premise. Gerard Butler, as I mentioned, stars, as does Michael C. Hall from Dexter fame, Ludacris, also in this movie. Here's a scene from Gamer where Gerard Butler wants Simon, who is the kid who is playing him in the game, to turn him loose because he thinks he can do a better job of killing and defending himself than Simon can.
Cable, it's me, Simon. I'm playing you.
It's cool, yeah?
No, it's not cool. Pay attention to the game. What are you, 12?
I'm 17, actually, thank you.
This is unbelievable. How am I not dead yet? Turn me loose, kid. You want to win? Turn me loose. Find a way.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Turns him loose. So I'll be doing the whole time after the movie, for an hour after the movie. I'll be making those noises in the parking lot.
Well, let me know where you're going. I don't want to hear that.
And lastly, Extract. Opens up today. Jason Bateman stars in the new comedy from Mike Judge, the genius behind Beavis and Butthead and King of the Hill and Office Space and Idiocracy. What a good track record this guy's got. Those films don't make a lot of money. People don't go in droves. They tend to become cult hits after the fact. People discover them on DVD, and I hope that won't be the case with Extract because it's got a great cast. Kristen Wiig from Saturday Night Live is also in this. Ben Affleck also in this. Jason Bateman plays the owner of an extract plant. Those are people who create scents and flavors for foods.
Right.
And he is trying to contend with a bunch of personal and professional problems. like his unfaithful wife, Kristen Wiig, he has set up a gigolo to have sex with his wife so that he won't feel guilty and will be able to have sex with a hot new temp played by Mila Kunis on the show. Great premise. Great premise. Here's a scene from the movie where Jason Bateman is confronting that gigolo that he hired to bone his wife, but things didn't turn out exactly the way he wanted.
I think we're in love.
Oh, in love? Oh, are you stupid? Oh, stupid Brad. Stupid, dumb, dumb Brad. You're nothing but a little piece of ass. That's it.
I don't think so, dude.
Huh, you don't think so, dude? Did you ever think that she doesn't even know that I paid you to have sex with her? Did you ever think about that? That ever skitter across your little tiny brain? How about I go home and I tell her right now that you did it all for money? What about that, Ding Ding?
Shut up. You wouldn't do that.
Really? Watch this, slut.
Why is Jason Bateman so awesome because in everything he does?
He rules.
He really is
He's
good.
The best.
And no one does blue-collar comedy like Mike Judge. I mean, if you saw Office Space and you saw the drones in that office, you know how great his take is on the workplace.
Yep.
And this looks like the factory version of Office Space, and I cannot wait to see it. I'm looking forward to that this weekend. Extract opens in theaters everywhere. You can check it out this weekend. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's movie beat.
Yesterday we talked to a listener who always thought that Lisa May was black. And that was odd to us because she does not strike us as black at all.
Not odd to me.
She's not exactly, I don't know. She's the opposite of black, I should say.
She doesn't have flavor, no. Is what you're saying.
But that's just not
She doesn't
true.
Even have flavor. She doesn't have either of those.
That's how white
that
she is.
That listener right. had a very acute ear uh-huh. and could hear that facet of me.
But I have to give Lisa mad credit here because she is a radio chameleon because, believe it or not, there was life before the Kevin and Bean show. And I've heard Lisa do country radio before.
Yeah.
And she sounds like she's straight out of Oklahoma.
She does,
adapts to the situation that she's in. So when she comes in here, she's cool white chick. When right. she's there, she's country chick. When she's apparently on the urban station, as I guess we got some tape from the early 90s,
yeah.
that's when she is appropriate for their listeners.
Can we hear some country chick? Do you have that available? Because when she was on country radio, that was the best. She was just...
I was country.
She was. Well...
Oh, here, I got it right here.
Okay.
Hank Williams Jr., and he's going honky-tonking. Well, why not? It's Saturday. That's what you do on a Saturday night, right?
That's right.
Yeah!
Yep.
That's what I do.
She's doing
it. Never, ever stop in the middle of a hoedown.
So, apparently, she is not black, but apparently she was willing to work and sound black at an urban station. I think that's what this tape demonstrates.
In the early 90s, there was a radio station named K-Ace, and it was urban.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe you found an air check.
And Lisa did the traffic
yes.
on yeah, that yeah. station.
Yeah.
And we found an air check, and it sounded a little something like this.
Oh, yeah, Hot Jam from 90 by Nature. That's OPP right there on K-A-C-E. It's K-Ace in the morning. Let's kick it out of some traffic. We got Judy Starbuck on the scene. What's happening, Judy?
Let me tell you something. Traffic is... up. There's a bunch of motherfuckers clogging up on the 105, and that is not right. I can't get outside of Compton, so all y'all. Judy Starbuck out. And
oh. That was our sweet Lisa?
How about that?
Well, it fits.
You used the name Judy Starbuck.
Yeah, I did.
How did that name get picked?
Actually, it's funny because this was before Starbucks became nationwide.
Right.
But I had a friend who lived in Washington when Starbucks was just local.
Right.
And it was her idea.
And that says urban to you in terms
of? For some reason. Starbucks? Doesn't it sound okay? Judy Starbuck. It does kind of sound urban.
No, it sounds okay. It doesn't sound urban.
It sounds like you're from the future.
You want to hear another clip?
Sure.
Yes, I do.
Lisa May from as Judy Starbuck from K-Ace.
Oh, yeah, right there. That's our boy Tupac with I Get Around on K-A-C-E, the K-Ace. Let's head out to the streets and check traffic with my girl Judy Starbuck. What's happening, Judy?
You motherfucker. Tell me what to do. I'm a single black woman. I take care of myself. This is Inglewood right here. Born and raised. Inglewood, yeah.
Wow.
I didn't even bother with the traffic that time.
How about that?
Holy attitude.
She doesn't want to do the traffic. She doesn't do it.
That's right. Don't tell me what to do.
That's unbelievable. You've made a big transformation.
When can we get jiggy with it?
Well, apparently now, Judy.
And finally.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, slowing it down right there with Color Me Bad on KACE. It's KH Los Angeles. Let's take a second to check traffic. Go out to my girl, Judy Starbuck. Judy, what's going on the streets?
I'll tell you what's going down on the streets. Thug life, motherfucker. Get the out of my way. Elad. Yeah, yeah. This is Judy Starbuck in the motherfucking house. By the way, motherfucker, I quit this bitch.
I didn't know it ended like that.
That was her last day.
Yeah, that was the final air check.
Wow, you sure didn't do much traffic.
I got to tell you something.
It's really important. You might want to sit down for this. I have to tell you something.
Hey!
311 on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 649.
Holla!
All right, Judy, that's enough from you. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Kevin Smith, minutes away.
You know.
Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Oh, when Kevin Smith shows up for me, it's like Christmas.
I know it is. He's one of our favorite guests.
Big fat man with a beard comes in and gives me presents. Oh, love him so much. Let's talk about showbiz news. You know, we do live in a text world.
Sure.
Everything important these days seems to happen via text.
Mm-hmm.
I am not myself a fan of texting. I'm not a big texter. I didn't get a cell phone until like 6 months ago. I don't like being in contact with people all that much.
I don't either.
But the rest of the world seems to be in constant contact with each other. And sometimes it can get you in trouble. For instance, great story from TMZ. Remember I told you the story about Joe Francis? How he beat the snot out of Jodie Brenner's playmate girlfriend?
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Francis said, I didn't do it. Brody Jenner hit me. I didn't touch her and lay a hand on her. Well, apparently he's trying to get his story straight with witnesses.
What does that mean?
Are you allowed to do that?
No. Shouldn't really be interfering with the police investigation. But here's the thing. This woman named Abby Wilson is Joe Francis's ex-girlfriend. For those of you who don't know, Joe Francis is the mind behind Girls Gone Wild. That's how he made his fortune.
Mind and the money, yeah.
Yeah. His ex-girlfriend, Abby Wilson, was the girl in the club in question that he was supposedly harassing that set off Jade, who is Brody Jenner's girlfriend, and she threw a drink on Joe Francis, and he responded by beating her up. This is according to Brody Jenner and his girlfriend.
Right.
So this Abby Wilson is his ex-girlfriend. He sent her a text that TMZ got a hold of, where apparently he is trying to make sure that she is on the same page as him regarding their story.
Oh, good.
Here is the text. It was sent August the 28th, the same day the incident happened. Your statement is the truth, that Jade threw a drink on me when I was talking to you, and I reached around to tap her on the shoulder to see who it was. Then Brody grabbed my shirt and ripped it partially off. I curled up in a ball and covered my face. Joe never touched anyone. Most important.
Wow.
So that's what he does when someone throws a drink in his face. He taps someone
on
the
shoulder to see who it was.
Really?
Excuse me, I'd like to see who it was who just doused me with Grey Goose and cranberry.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
this happens with every technology. For some reason, everybody thought MySpace was private.
Yeah.
And then everybody thinks Facebook is private and Twitter and now texting, whatever. There's a permanent record.
Joe never touched anyone. Most important.
Wow.
P.S. Joe talks about himself in third person.
Joe refers to Joe as Joe.
Yes. So, I don't know if that'll come back to haunt him or not, but I kind of hope so.
Me too.
I want him back in jail. Yeah. I don't care if he did it. I don't care if he's guilty. I just want him back in jail.
Keeping with the texting theme, it is a Twitter fight between Demi Moore and Perez Hilton. She is lashing out at Hilton via her Twitter account, naturally.
I love girl fights.
Because that's where she does everything. Here's the basic story. On Thursday, Perez tweeted links to several photos of Tallulah Willis, who is the daughter of Demi and Bruce Willis.
Right.
Who is 15 years old, by the way. Keep this in mind. Right. He tweets links to photos of her in various states of undress, let's say. One shot of her with several buttons on her top open that he was drawing people's attention to. Another shot of her hugging her dad, Bruce Willis, in a very short jeans shorts. And he was drawing attention to her butt in that.
And you said she was 18?
She's 15 years
15.
Old.
15.
Oh, man.
Now, understandably, Demi Moore is furious.
Yeah.
So she tweets, anyone who advertises, follows, or supports Perez Hilton supports violating child pornography laws. Let me ask you, what is it called when someone is telling people to look and focus on a child's boobs and ass while providing photos? I think she has an excellent point.
I do, too.
So anyway, Perez Hilton fires back. Expect another letter from my attorney, kitten. P.S. Bring it on, bitch. So apparently he is considering legal action against Demi Moore for calling him a child pornographer, basically.
Hmm.
He's asking for an apology.
He wants an apology.
Yes, and tweeted, I would not let my 15-year-old daughter dress like that under any context. You are delusional and slightly senile. He also texted Ashton Kutcher saying, did your wife forget to take her menopause medication? You better keep her in check.
Oh, dear God.
Where's Will.i.am when you need him?
No kidding.
Yeah,
good point.
I would like Will to take another shot at Perez Hilton.
Can't he just go away at some point?
He is annoying.
I think Bruce Willis needs to handle this.
Yes. Mm. Go all diehard on his ass. Yippee-yay-ki-yay, mother effer.
Exactly.
Fuck you both.
Hey, come on, Perez.
Take it easy.
Just talking about Shaft. Is Lindsay Lohan in bad shape? British tabloid, yes. The London Sun, has photos of her getting some sun at a local Los Angeles hotel with deep cuts in her right wrist.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah. Looking pretty skinny and pale in a white bikini as she lays by the pool. So people are speculating, as you know, they will.
Don't sound sexy.
That something is up with Lindsay, that either she's cutting herself or perhaps even worse.
Hmm.
So there's some concern for the world. And John Gosselin, he's a class act. He, of course, the star of John and Kate plus Hate over there on the TLC. He is a father of, 27 kids?
I think so now, yeah.
He was out in Vegas the other night, of course, because where else does he go?
Sure.
He seems to be there semi-permanently now. Out with his mom in Vegas.
Good times.
Apparently having a lovely time. When he spotted a table full of attractive ladies across the restaurant, according to the New York Post, he got up from the table with his mom, bought several rounds of shots for the girls, and then left with them to go out on the town, leaving his mom behind at the table.
Wow.
He's a champ.
Mom, you can get home, right?
He's a good fella. Look, even in my pervious days, even at my worst, catting around, you don't leave your mom.
Well, there's no.
It's your mom.
A little different when your mom's there. Yeah.
Take care of mom.
He seems like a tool.
An abandoned mom. And Tyra Banks in the news. Her former assistant has slapped her with a small claims lawsuit saying that she still owes him $5,820 for services rendered as her assistant and advisor. What kind of advice do you get for $5,000?
No kidding.
Shut up.
That's the only advice that would be good for her.
He said he would have talked to her himself, but he hasn't been able to catch her in the office. She won't talk to him about this, so he is now suing her for the money he claims she owes him.
Tyra Banks is a big fat whore.
Tyra is a whore, a big f***ing whore.
I say death penalty. I say she's guilty and death penalty. They give the death penalty out in small claims court?
I don't think they do, actually.
Well,
murder.
Then murder button. Press the murder button. Needs to be some changes. Send her to a death panel. One of those Obama death panels.
Yeah. That's true, by the way.
It is true.
I know. I've heard about
that. And mandatory abortions. I've read the bill. It's all in there. Today's celebrity birthdays, wide receiver Hank Baskett, who is married to Kendra. Basket. They have a reality show over on E! Called Kendra. She, of course, was famously one of Hugh Hefner's girlfriends for a long time.
Sure.
He is a talented wide receiver for probably the best NFL team playing football today.
Oh, Steelers?
No.
Patriots?
Nope. He is 27 years old. You know how frustrating it is not to be able to say those words?
I bet.
We enjoy it a lot.
It's not enjoyable.
For you.
Ralph made a bet last season, and he can't say the
with
name of his team.
A fan of the Arizona Cardinals who were playing my team, and they lost, and now I'm not allowed to. For the rest of the year, by the way.
Yeah. Calendar
not
year, so December.
January. Okay. January.
And they wanted me playing in January.
How
so.
Dare you, sir?
It'd be another off season.
Beyonce Knowles from Destiny's Child.
All the singlets. All the singlets. All the singlets.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that song just makes me want to shake my ass. She is 28 years old today. Wes Bentley, the actor, is 31. Ione Skye turns 39. And Damon Wayans of the acting Wayans brothers?
Question mark.
He is 49. And look, you can say what you want about Damon Wayans, but he wasn't one of the white chicks. All right? So he's got that going for him.
He's got a good sense to say no to that.
His other brothers are a lot more accountable. He is 49. And Dr. Drew Pinsky cannot say enough about this guy. He's a saint.
Yes.
He is a saint.
Much.
And it's hard. It's hard to...
Hard to...
Oh, whoa.
What's happening right now?
There are so many superlatives you can use to describe him that it sounds like it's just a big ass-kissing thing, you know? But he really is one of the best people I've ever met.
Yeah.
Caring, hardworking, ugly.
Oh!
Yeah, he's ugly. He's got that going for him. He's in great shape, and he's nice, and he's considerate.
Yeah.
All right, maybe he likes TV a little bit too much. But other than that, good guy. Has helped a lot of people in his life. Has made a positive impact on the world. We have not done any of those things.
No. Look what he did for DJ AM.
Oh, come
you
on.
Are a
wow, are you
man.
Really?
What?
Terrible,
I thought we were...
Terrible
but
man.
I just...
Anyway, with much love, we wish Dr. Drew a happy, happy birthday. I'm Ralph Garman.
Don't be a dick.
Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz beat.
Ha-ha! It's me, Kevin Smith.
I feel good today, Sal Bob. We're going to make some money. Then you're going to do it. We're going to have a party. We're going to get some... I'm going to this bitch. I'm going to this bitch. I'll anything that moves.
Only someone like Wonder Woman has a strong enough uterus to carry his kid. The only way he could bang regular chicks is with a kryptonite condom. That would kill him.
You said to that girl. You said that you'd...
And?
Well, how can a girl f*** another girl? Were you talking about strap-ons or something?
Jesus, would you shut up?
What?
You're talking about the last scion, for Christ's sake. And what about Jay and Bob? I mean, those guys were all right.
Great from TJ, I give you Kinky Kelly and the Sexist.
These are the exact circumstances people find themselves in right before they start having sex for money. What? You got an idea?
We could make a porno.
Not the idea I was looking for.
Anybody watch The Twilight? Was anybody here for The Twilight? Stand there in a f***ing Spock costume, look at somebody in a chewing costume, and be like, look at that f***ing geek. How dare you pass judgment on those 12-year-old girls who like vampires? They need to be encouraged, because in 6 years, they'll be 18-year-old girls who like vampires.
That's an excellent point. Ladies and gentlemen, the busiest man in show business, please welcome, for a return engagement, Kevin Smith.
Yay! Wow, that was quite an announcer voice you had there, Bean.
That was Kevin. Pretty sweet. That was intro, too.
Yeah, you like that?
I like that very much. I did. How is everybody? I feel like I've been gone for so long.
We are good. You
let me tell you about life in the East.
Please.
Miserable,
please do.
Hot and rainy.
Where were you?
It was really
right
in New York the whole time. We were off shooting this movie, A Couple of Dicks. So I was there from like... I think March until just 2-3 weeks ago.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Hot, bad.
And you didn't come back at all? I mean, you were living there full time?
I came back, I think, twice. Once I'd come back for a weekend because
my wife to bring in the paper?
Like, my wife was like, you got to bring in the paper. I was like, hey, this is a long flight. It was about as lame. It was my kid's birthday. And I had just been with her the week prior, and we celebrated her birthday already. Actual birthday... My wife is like, we're throwing a party, a Mexican fiesta, and you have to be there. And I'm like, I get off at Saturday morning at 4, and then you want me to get on a plane, and then I have to come back Sunday for shooting on Monday.
Come on, Dad.
And then my wife literally goes, didn't you make that BS picture Jersey Girl? With Ben Affleck races home from New York to like go to his daughter's show? And I was just like, man, I wish I didn't marry such a logical, straight-thinking woman.
Do you need George Carlin to grab you by the lapel
really,
and straighten
like,
your ass
off? Wow, George is gone, so I forgot to be a good father. But I came home for that briefly, and that was about it.
You were at Comic-Con, too.
I went right to San Diego, and we were thinking about driving home for the day, but we thought it'd be cruel to the dogs because we left the dogs home with somebody, not by themselves. That would be weird.
Leave them in the car. The windows
come home. We're like, what happened? Why aren't they so puppy?
Kevin, do you ever get nostalgic for living in New Jersey, or are you glad you're out of there and live in California now?
It's not even like so glad or anything, but it's just like that time's done. You know, like everybody I know pretty much lives out here now.
Because you brought them out here, that's why.
Most of them gravitated out here. Yeah, by virtue
of
what we do. Yeah, a lot of them are employed and whatnot. So that was cool. I mean, there's one friend I got back there, Walter Flanagan, the guy that draws the comic books.
By the way, just a couple minutes of geekdom. I know you guys hate when I do this.
Geek it up.
But
Kevin has a new comic book out. Came out last week. It's the first of six issues. It's a new Batman comic book called The Widening Gyre. And it is freaking amazing.
Thank you, sir. The first issue is pretty strong.
Dynamite.
Yeah,
it's great stuff.
I like it. I'll say this much. The first six issues are really strong. I'm not going to oversell it, but I'm happy. I'm really happy.
There are only six issues.
Okay. So far, there's six. And then there's another six later on.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
those are pretty weak.
Okay. No, I haven't started working on those yet. But the first six that are coming are very,
so
very
strong.
So forgive
me for not knowing, but you write? I write.
And every once in a while. I used to quite frequently, and then I stopped because I had a horrible problem with lateness. But this one I've been pretty timely with.
Yeah, Kevin became legendary for not turning in stories for the comic.
Yeah, I mean, that's my reputation
in
comic. Exactly. You literally could have been
in.
So he would write two, and people would go, oh, I can't wait for the third one. And then years would go by. I'm not being facetious.
Yes, it's true.
There was three years between issue three and four
of Spider-Man Black Cat. And the best excuse I could give people was, like, I was making Jersey Girl. I'm like, you're kidding.
For that?
Sacrilege. How dare you make Spider-Man wait for Jersey Girl?
It does seem, though, that that's a long time to wait after your third one.
It's irresponsible.
You would think, like, by 27 or whatever, you're tired of it.
I am a complete jackass. It was irresponsible. It was me just going, like, you know, look, this is not my first job. I got to pay attention to my first job.
Sure.
So this will wait, but those cats, they don't like to wait.
It's the first comic book since I was like 12 that gave me an erection. I want you to know that.
Wow.
Widening Gyre?
Yeah.
Oh, because of the poison ivy
poison
stuff?
Ivy, yeah.
It's pretty hot. There's some cool stuff in it.
Yeah, that's too much information
right
there.
You know what it is? It's like, a lot of people, I guess, expect like an action adventure story, and there's a little bit sprinkled, but it's really a story about like Bruce Wayne just realizing like everyone I ever trained has a life except me.
Yeah.
Why can't, maybe I could do it too. And not like I'm giving this up, like, because that's, you know, he'll always be Batman.
Sure.
But just more like, you know, I'm going to balance it out so maybe I can have a life, like a personal life. This is, we just love, nobody's going to have sex with us.
Nobody loves sex with us.
I encourage my wife to tune in too. She's like, do we even have a radio in the house anymore? I said, yeah, listen. She's going to hear that and she's going to turn it off.
Yeah. She already knows what a geek you are. Come on.
She really does.
She's not learning it today.
She does.
Speaking of your wife, Bean, would you like to handle this conversation?
Bean has an issue with Kevin.
Fire
well, look, I...
Is it Twitter oriented?
It certainly is.
Let me
just tell you this, man.
Unfollow me.
I know. Look,
I don't get it. Like, people, I get so many people going, you tweet too much, you talk about your wife too much. I'm like, just don't follow me then.
I totally respect that, and I have done that with a lot of people. But I like your tweets so much. And
you
I would
gotta
I'm
eat
not,
it all.
I do, and that's
you
what
have
happens,
to eat
too.
It all, right that's, to the yeah, hilt. You can't just take
said.
Some, you gotta take it
you
all.
You gotta have the broccoli to get to the dessert.
Exactly.
Right?
It says you can't expect me to tailor it just to you, man. I like to talk about what I like to talk about.
I know you do, and I totally respect that, and I feel a little uncomfortable, you know, a little awkward bringing it up. It's just, you... Look, I love the fact that you and your wife are happy and you and your wife have an active sex life as many years as you've been married.
I can't believe how many times I've had this conversation. Go ahead.
I'm sure you have. But Kevin
People
Smith...
People are just like, stop talking about having sex. Or it's not even having sex with my wife. It's basically like I'll be in my office and she's in the room. And I am kind of obsessed with her.
Yeah,
you know, I am. I dig her in a weird way. And it comes in waves. And like, you know, to me, look. I think she's the most beautiful woman in the world. That's all that matters. Some people are like, I don't agree. That's fine. Many
the most beautiful woman in the world that will have sex with you.
Period. Overall. But yes, that helps too. There's that
aspect
makes
it a little bit better looking.
It's true. And basically, like, and it's been real weird. Since we got home, we've had the house to ourselves. Normally, we live with, her parents live with us. They live downstairs. And the house is big, so we don't necessarily have to run into one another. But it's great. Multi-generational household.
Right.
We love it. Wouldn't change anything. I love her parents almost more than I love her sometimes. But that being said, it's you just forget. And like, for, you know, it just feels like living at home when you were growing up. So her parents have been away for like 2 weeks. So it's just been me, her, and the kid. And the kid goes out on play dates all the time. And when it's just me and her, suddenly it's like me and my, and this hot chick in this huge empty house, and my parents aren't home.
Yeah.
And I just fall, because I'm smoking a lot of weed, and I fall into that mindset where I'm just
16
like,
again?
Our parents aren't here. We have to have sex. Why are we having sex?
Home.
Yes, because they're going to be back from Atlantic City any minute.
We should try all the different rooms.
Absolutely. We did. We did that at one point. I was like, let's go to the dining room, which was just uncomfortable and stupid. So basically, I can't. Like, she won't, she's just not there, man. She's just like, look, it's, She never says this, but you look in her face and she's like, dude, do you know how much it takes to work it up to do it once with you? And you want to do it multiple times a day, dude?
Well, let me stop you right there, Kevin, because that's the thing about it. It's not just that you have sex with your wife and enjoy it. That's great. That's healthy. It's that how many times a day you're having sex and all the time you spend thinking about the next time you're going to have sex.
It's kind of immature. I realize that. But
Kevin spends more time planning how he can masturbate in between times that he has sex with his wives that he does working on his movie.
That's why the movies suck. I don't know what to tell you. I am preoccupied with trying to get laid, man. I feel like a 14-year-old, but it's been cool. It's been one of the wonderful byproducts
I'm very happy for you. But it's a lot of TMI. I'll tell you
it
that.
Is.
And
I'm
know,
sorry,
like you said, you got to take it all if you're going
to
take it. Right.
And you know what, dude? It occurred to me to criticize you for your little dog picture,
which
but I said, you know what? That's how he's expressing himself. That's his personal freedom.
Feel
and you come down on
way.
Me.
Feel free to criticize Bean anytime you
want.
Not
at all. I like Bean.
No, I agree. Believe me, I'm no Kevin Smith. Don't get me wrong. I'm not claiming to be. All right, we need to take a break. We have so many things. I mean, when I say he's the busiest man in showbiz, I mean he's the busiest man in showbiz. He is doing something on Monday that's never been done before. We'll tell you about that. Kevin Smith is on tour. We'll tell you about that. He's got books. He's got movies. He's got it all. And we'll return right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Well, it's the Kevin and Bean Show. And Kevin Smith is here. In our studio. I forgot for a minute where we were and what we were doing.
Are you doing an alternate show during the music or something?
Yeah, he does two shows at the same time.
Yeah. Can we listen to that show for a while?
Nope.
Kevin Smith is on tour this fall, by the way. West Coast dates include October 24th at the Orpheum Theater in Los Angeles, October 30th at the Warfield in San Francisco. And is this the rebooting of the popular Q&A session that you've done all over the world?
I don't even think it's rebooting. It's just this
the continuation of.
Yeah, it's just this fall. But I mean, it's weird because I used to do just colleges pretty much.
Right.
But then when I was out in New York in June, I sold out Carnegie Hall. Thank you very much.
Wow, nice.
Standing up there as a fat man sweating, talking about my little Peter and how little I have sex.
In Carnegie Hall.
I don't know
of anyone else that does this
Q&A
with? Right, just Q&A. I don't even think anyone else.
You know,
does
honestly,
it.
Like the closest, and I'm certainly not saying I'm as good as this dude was, but the closest I think it kind of comes to is, did you ever see Spalding Gray back when he was monologue?
No.
It's kind of like that, but it's not because the audience asks the question, but generally, as you can see, and as you guys know very well, I can't give a short answer.
Yeah, you like to talk.
I do. Uh-huh. So it goes on long. So you ask a question, it turns into like a 30-minute anecdote or sometimes an hour-long anecdote. So it is, I mean, I would compare it more to that, to a dude just standing up there, talking. It's not like stand-up because it's not... Did you ever notice and stuff like that?
Right. But how different is it night to night, though, Kevin? Because I would imagine
changes
that your fans already own it. But your fans already have An Evening With and An Evening With Two. And
absolutely.
Between those two DVD sets, that's 60 hours of Kevin Smith talking.
Yeah.
What's left for you to talk about?
But he has
shocking.
New projects.
He's got new
all
stuff
the
all the time. That's true. It's like I just came off a couple of dicks, so now there's a world of more stuff to
and
talk
your comic
about
books.
There. The comic books or just normal stuff. Sex. Like the last, when I was touring around the Zack and Mary town, the big story was the toilet breaking story, which I think I probably even did
at
one point.
That
so
was a great
that
story.
Was like, it hadn't, even though I'd done it like on the radio and I even did a version of The Tonight Show. You still, anywhere you go live, that story, you know it kills.
Sure.
So that was in the lineup for a while. So that would be the same from show to show. Sooner or later, it would come up or I'd find a way
to bring it up. So it's almost like a comedian.
I don't ever want to say that because then people be like, you're not funny, fat man. Right. I'm like, you're right. I'm just a director. I'm just trying to play it cool out there.
Set yourself up like that.
Yeah.
But you don't write hours and hours of material to say, oh, I can drop this bit in with someone
not
says
all.
This.
Like, for example, like Tracy, you know, I would just work Tracy for the whole time.
Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan. Constantly working comic. Mm-hmm. Constantly like going through material, and he'll go all we were shooting he would gig a little bit so he can refine his act, because I had at the beginning of the show I was like, Trace, man, I'm gonna play at Carnegie Hall, do you want to open for me? And Tracy goes, what are you doing at Carnegie Hall? And I was just like, I'm doing this cute.
What are you
this-
doing, Kevin Smith?
Totally. He was perplexed, dude. And not in the way of like I can't process what you're saying to me, but just like, What are you talking about? You're a director. Why would you be at Carnegie Hall? And then when he figured out what it was, and when I showed him what it was, the quasi stand-up that it is, 3 weeks later, at one point, we're sitting around, and I'm reading the USA Today article that was they'd written about him after he got nominated for 30 Rock for an Emmy. And they're listing what he's doing that fall. right there at the bottom. And of course, Tracy's going to be hitting the Carnegie Hall stage. And I go to work and I'm like, I can't believe you. You jealous. Jealous man. He was like, well, why not me? So I don't know, but he's like, that's a true comic. That's a dude you're going to go and you know he's going to hit you with an hour of funny and you're going to get out of there. And I'm not that. I'm just, I sit around and talk for hours.
I don't know that we've even ever had Tracy Morgan on the show, have we, Kevin? I don't remember that we have.
He's a good guest, man. He's funny.
He seems like it, yeah.
Oh, he seems like he'd be great. But I get the impression just as a fan that 30 Rock role, A, is the best thing that ever could happen to him, but B, that he is so much like the character that he plays on TV. Like, he is a little off balance in real life.
Yeah, to some degree. He was, I mean, Tracy goes, like, the first time I ever did stand-up, I went out with a propeller on my head. That's how committed I am. So he's that guy. He's just there to make – he wants to make you laugh.
But not in a, constantly. But not in a crazy way, because he was on Jimmy Kimmel, and I emailed Jimmy. I was like, is he as crazy as he seems, you know? And he's like, no, you would love him.
Yeah,
just
he's
a lot
such
of fun.
A good guy. Yeah. And also, like, insanely well-rounded. Talk about any number of things. And also of at least I consider him of my generation. He's right around my age. So, like, all of our references were the same.
Sure.
And we'd both grown up in the East Coast as well. So, like, periodically, he would say something where I'm like, I can't believe somebody else remembered that. Or vice versa. So that was nice.
Carvel ice cream.
Yes. But, yeah, something like that.
Mr. Smith, let me ask you.
There was a moment where we were singing Stacey Lattisaw came up, and I was like, perfect combination. That dude came in perfect harmony with his little slow dance step. God bless you and me. And I was like, get out of here. And he goes, I skated. That was my first dance with a girl skating backwards at the rink to that song. And I was like, that is so sweet. He's a really good guy.
Let me ask you this question. And we had a week ago at this time, we had Quentin Tarantino in here, and I asked him the same thing.
I still haven't seen Bastards.
You will love it so much, Kevin.
I know. I can't wait.
It's great.
As a writer, you have to admire what he's able to do with words, and it's a terrific movie.
Hands down my favorite filmmaker.
Is that right?
Of all time, yeah.
Wow.
And currently and of all time.
I wondered if...
I don't think I would have gotten into it, really.
Really?
Yeah, because I saw Reservoir Dogs right around the same time I saw Slacker and whatnot. And if you look, like, Slacker's the one that I always kind of shout out Richard Linklater, Slacker, because it was
one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's a fantastic film, but it really did make filmmaking seem possible, because I was like, wow, if this counts, I think I could pull this off.
Because it's just a guy with a handheld walking around town,
it's
right?
It's a very simple film, no main characters, just like, it's like, let's say there are five of us in this room. We follow her for a while, and then all of a sudden she says hi to you, and then all of a sudden we pick you up, lose her, and we stick with them, and then vice versa, and then all of a sudden we pick another person up and follow them. So, you know, it was the first, like, real hardcore indie film that I saw that I was like, I could get my head around this. This kind of works. It wasn't like this kind of navel-gazing, you know, like a soul-searching piece with a lot of...
Playing chess with death.
Yes, you know, it was like, all right, it's a little esoteric, but, like, these people are interesting, and I kind of like what he's doing and stuff. So that was the movie that made it seem possible. But Reservoir Dogs, listening to Quentin's dialogue, him and Hal Hartley especially at that point, were so influential. Because those dudes were just like, that dude, like Quentin wrote porn, you know, for me. For the ears of somebody who loves dialogue, that's absolute porn. It's just like,
movie then. You gotta get some time to go
but
see
he was
that.
Just in. You somebody was saying he was just in.
Yeah, and just let me ask a question before the break, and then we got plenty more with Kevin Smith. And I was asking him because he's at the point where he's such a well-respected director, and a lot of people want to work with him. It seems like he would have his pick of a lot of actors. And I don't know where you are in that, in that world, but I mean, a guy like Bruce Willis in your movie, Adam Brody, Kevin Pollock. I mean, these are fine actors.
Yeah, we got a really good cast.
Is it like that with you now? Are you at the point now where you can pretty much get people you want in your film, or is it still a little bit of a struggle?
I think for a movie like Couple of Dicks, that it benefited from A, being a Warner Brothers picture. So right then and there, some of the talent involved is like, all right, well, there's a trustworthiness. Production's not going to fold in the middle of the show.
Right.
Number two, they're like, oh, Bruce Willis, all right, I'm in. Or Tracy Morgan, I like Tracy Morgan a lot. Mm-hmm. And then maybe a very small percentage piece of them was just like, Clerks guy, all right, you know, he hasn't shamed himself since Jersey Girl, so perhaps we'll give him a shot. He's not writing it, so that's good. Maybe he won't screw it up or something like that. But I think it was more Bruce than me. But it, you know, I've never had a problem getting some good talent, but most of those people I knew before they became famous.
Right. Interesting. All right. We have a couple of great phone calls for Kevin Smith on the line, too. But we'll take a quick break and return more after this on the Kevin and Bean. Kevin Smith is here. He is appearing at the Orpheum Theater in Los Angeles, October 24th, the Warfield Theater in San Francisco, October 30th. And, Kevin, I've been following you on the Twitter. It sounds to me like you've set up these Q&As all over the world. You're going to countries I've never heard of this time.
Yeah. What do you mean, England?
What is this England you speak of?
What is England?
Strange countries. Yeah, the Carnegie Hall thing kicked open a lot of doors. It used to just be colleges, but since Carnegie Hall happened, all of a sudden theaters are like, hey, we want to, like the Orpheum. Like, I have no business being at the Orpheum.
You're going to be there October 24th.
October 24th.
You're a raconteur now.
Yeah, I stand up there and
talk. Kevin's in the raconteurs?
No, that's Gilligan.
I love raconteurs, man.
Hey, let's take a couple of phone calls. And I tell you what, for every person who gets a question on the air for Mr. Smith, we'll hook you up with tickets to see him on stage at the Orpheum.
Oh,
how about
nice.
That?
That's money out of his pocket, Bean. Good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, man,
let's,
I could really use that money, dude.
He's trying to buy a mansion.
Really, dude? I want to buy Ben Stiller's house. I need that money.
Let's start with Tony. He's on line one with a very topical question. Tony, you're on with Kevin Smith. Go ahead.
Kevin, what's happening?
How are you, sir? Good morning.
I'm doing great. Great to be talking to you. Hey, I had a question about Disney buying Marvel, since you're big into comic books.
Yes.
To get your take on that.
I'm all for it. I mean, there are some cats online who seem to be scared that all that now it's going to change everything in Marvel comics or Marvel movies, and they won't be able to make a movie like The Punisher. Well, number one, go out and support The Punisher next time, and then yeah, they'll make right. another Punisher like yeah. that. But if you're not going to support the R-rated Punisher, guess what? They're going to stick to their mandate, which they announced while they were, I guess, shortly before they made The Punisher. Marvel Studios announced, like, look, we're never making anything more than a PG-13. So if that's being said, then, you know, they already announced movie-wise they're going to stick to this certain constriction. I don't think Disney cares what's going on in the comic books. As we've seen Warner Brothers handle DC for the last 20 years, they yeah. don't get involved. Like, very rarely do they ever kind of say, you can't do that. I mean, I remember one point Marvel followed the wedding that they did when Spidey got married?
Yeah.
But they pushed it, rushed really fast to follow something, to fall in time with something. I forget what yeah. it was. But, you know, like, it just seems, that's off way off the path. It just seems that DC and Warner Brothers have had a fine time working together, and they haven't, you know, enforced their editorial content. The studio hasn't forced their editorial content or mandate on the actual label. So I think Marvel will be fine. And now it just gives them, like, huge coffers, man, to pull from.
Yeah.
Like, these cats can now, the sky's the limit. If they ever get their X-Men franchise back, who knows what they could do with it.
So you're not worried about Iron Man versus Mickey Mouse in 2013?
I'm
That's
all
not
for
a fear
it,
of yours.
Man. I'm all for it. I think that'd be fantastic. Brian Lynch, friend of mine, Brian Lynch, who's one of my favorite Twitter people, he put a Twitter joke up after that sale, which I'm only geeks will get. So I'm sorry, I'm going to speak.
Okay.
It's like that scene in the Godfather. I'm like, I'm going to speak. Geek to Ralph for a second.
Ralph will laugh.
He said, he goes, the first thing that's going to happen is Hannah Montana is not going to want to reveal her secret identity, and she goes to war with Iron Man. See? That is a funny joke. If you know what I'm talking about, that's a Civil War. That's a war joke. Brian Lynch, funny guy. I didn't do him justice. But yeah, I think that's going to be fine. I don't know why everybody's upset. And
well,
P.S.,
I'll tell you,
it's entertainment.
First of all, we love Disney because they're sponsors, and everything they do is great.
Right.
Second of all,
without Disney, I never would have a job. Disney owned Miramax.
Right.
Miramax funded all my pictures.
But
we all work
I
for the
think
mouse.
The fear is that they'll Disney-fy it. You know what
Not
I mean?
Like,
that's what people are afraid of.
But they didn't Disney-fy Miramax when they bought it. Like, they bought
that's
Miramax, and within 1 year, they put out Clerks, which is the least Disney-like movie on the planet.
Again, they're a great company, but let me say this. When they owned the Ducks.
Yeah.
And there was a fight on the ice
yeah.
in hockey.
Yeah.
They would show video of Mickey and Minnie or Mickey and Dumb.
Where? At the duck pond?
Yes.
That's
on
kind
the
of
big
funny,
street.
Though.
Nope.
You didn't like it?
No.
You didn't see the fight?
Kevin likes his violence.
You could look down on the ice and see it. But
it's
kind
hockey.
Of, I could get behind the joke. They're like, yes, there's a fight, but look up here. Mickey Mouse.
But they don't do that with some...
But when it comes to dollar and cents and financing...
Do you go... I'm sorry, can I interrupt?
Run
how often do you go? Are you a big Ducks fan?
No, I don't.
No, he's a Kings
fan. I rarely go. I'm a Kings fan. I'm a huge Kings fan.
Are you a huge Kings fan? I just bought tickets to the Yotes Kings, like, September 15th, like a preseason opener.
Can't wait.
I know. I'm kind of...
It's so fun.
Well, for me, it's the idea of, like, wow, Gretzky playing, you know, coaching against the Kings.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen that yet in person, so that's what I'm going for.
I don't think we've talked to you since you did your little hockey get-together with your... You fielded a team, remember?
I did. I went and played street hockey, man. The first wrap of the first week of a couple of dicks, we drove up to Toronto well, near Toronto, to Brantford, which is the hometown of Wayne Gretzky. Mm-hmm. And Walter Gretzky, his dad, hosts a street hockey tournament, ball hockey, they call it up there, which sounds way dirtier.
sounds like something like, you and your wife are going to be doing
absolutely.
Later.
Absolutely. I'm going to be tweeting about playing some ball hockey with my wife.
I was watching the playground play a little ball hockey. There's tons of legal.
But it was fun. I tell you, dude, I haven't played goal in 15 years, and that's what I was, goalie, street, and never on ice, all street.
Right.
Haven't played in 15 years. Stellar. You could. I'm not even lying. There's proof. You can go online.
You closed
a lot
them
of
down?
People videotaped it and whatnot.
Really?
I got to watch it later on. I was like, I was pretty limber for a man of my size. I'm insanely limber.
You go and in the back
I'm
of your
like
mind,
Wilson Fisk in the comics. Like I look like a large blob, but I'm fast.
That's Kingpin for you people.
I don't know.
Thank you very much.
In the back of your mind, you were actually thinking, "Hey, I could play for the Devils, right?" I mean, during that game, you were thinking, "I could do it."
Let's not be ridiculous.
All right, let's take
the Devils. But I said I could probably play for the Kings.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Go further in the playoffs.
Let's take Nick real quick. I know we're almost out of time. He's on line 8, though. He has a question for filmmaker Kevin Smith on The Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Nick. You're on the air.
Hey, Kevin. I'm a huge fan. I've been wondering, what do you think of all these like remakes, like The Karate Kid, and you know they're taking everything and remaking it, even John Carpenter's whole library. What do you think about all that?
You know, there was a time when it would have bugged me, but for the last year, I've been a hardcore marijuana smoker, and now I don't. I just don't care. I'm all for it. Now I'm almost like, bring it on, because I would like to see somebody else's take on Karate Kid.
When did
Because I'll be stoned. It ain't going to matter. And also, my feeling is just to, like, look, if you love the Karate Kid, and I love it, we all, you know, of a certain age, we all have a special place in our heart for that movie. It'll always be
it's
there.
Still
it ain't
there.
Going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, they're going to make it and burn every copy in existence prior to that.
When did we take over your life again?
About a year ago.
And
it was right
was
around the...
the
collapse of Zack and Miri. That's when I was just like, you know
I don't
what?
Remember the this movie being a... named that.
Yeah, the collapse of Zack and Miri. It would have done better had it been named that. That's the irony. There's not a day that goes
movie.
By at some point where I don't wake up and go, God, why didn't I just call it Dirty Movie?
Yeah.
That porno hurt us so much.
The
anyway,
word porno.
Porno.
That's
oh,
what.
God, some,
well, that's so crazy.
That. But okay, right around that point is when I, not because of that, but it actually it was 4th of July, so it has been over a year. 4th of July last year, we were sitting around the house and somebody had given us like some weed like for Christmas years prior and it sat in a box for 2 years. And me and the wife were, once again, everyone was gone. We were alone in the house and suddenly I was like, we have to be bad, right?
We got to smoke weed.
And I was like, let's, and she's, we'd never done anything together. Like I'm not a drinker. She's a drinker. And I rarely ever, you know, once a year maybe smoke weed, and but we'd never done it together.
Right.
So I was like, let's do it. And we did it and it was astounding because for the next 24 hours it was just everything that I'd ever wanted in life. We watched movies, we ate food, and we had sex.
Yeah.
And all of it somehow was better than it sure. had ever been before, and I was like, this is astounding. So I bought in right then and there. She wasn't too into it. She was like, it makes me paranoid. So she's more of a wine drinker.
Right. Well,
but it's a real Days of Wine and Roses affair at our house. She's smelling wine, I'm smoking weed. I'm like, woo! Let's go see
bells.
The new Karate Kid movie.
You got bells in your closet now.
Absolutely. It's not like right. that, but I have become a functioning stoner.
All right. You seem very happy.
I am so happy.
You seem way happier than
I'm
any other
you,
time.
If I was one of those dudes, that one of those quasi-celebrities that go out there and tell you how to live your life, I would tell you to smoke weed, man, because, my
Great.
God, it really
That's
improved
just what
my.
Our listeners need.
Good advice for the kids. Let's see the Kevin
totally.
Beach show.
First, what you have to do, though, is for 15 years make films. Then
start
smoking
weed.
Need
a war chest first.
Yes, build an empire and then smoke it away.
All right.
We're out of time.
Our audience, now that they're 5, 6 years old, are going, he's just discovered weed?
That's exactly. What I know. People. That's the thing. People keep going like, dude, I saw Mallrats. You were a smoker. I was like, never. That was a dude shooting in the dark. Now, could you imagine the version of Mallrats had made
I'd like to see that as well.
Nobody would do anything.
Long. 8 hours long.
They'd be eating, having sex, and smoking weed.
We are out of time. We have a few more tickets for the Orpheum show that we'll give to the people online. We didn't get a chance to get to. But if you have other questions for Kevin Smith this Monday, starting from the time he wakes up, ladies and gentlemen, he will attempt something that has never been done before, which is 24 hours straight of question and answering on
it.
Twitter.
Wow.
So if you've got a question for Kevin, that Kevin Smith is his name.
I am stockpiling Count Chocula and Herb, and I'm just going to sit there all day long. I can do it.
Count
I've been
Chocula
training for this my
best.
Whole life. I'm ready. I can
all
do
right.
it 24 hours straight.
All right.
We're
looking forward to it.
For the Showbiz Beat next.
I do. Can I do that? I won't interrupt, but
of
I
course.
Love sticking
no,
up
stick
showbiz
around.
Beat.
Of course.
All right, good.
Right now, it's the pop-up video edition of Ralph Showbiz Beat with special guest Kevin Smith. Take it away, Ralph.
Kevin's new movie, A Couple of Dicks. Aren't you concerned
that when it comes out, if it doesn't have a great opening weekend, the Variety headline will be Smith's Dick's a Little Soft.
I pray for that. Are you kidding me? That doesn't scare me. That makes me happy. I don't even know if we're going to get to keep the title, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, here's a showbiz beat for you, Ralph.
Yeah, give me the scoop.
Warner Brothers wisely, you know, based on, I don't know, maybe having seen what I went through with Zach and Mary Make a Porno, did some due diligence, called up the networks and said, we got a movie called A Couple of Dicks, and no, it's not about that. It's about cops. And
Dick is euphemism for detective, basically.
Yes, which is normally spelled D-I-C-S, because it's detective in charge,
right?
I think, or something like that. So the networks came back, and TBS and Fox were like, you can run ads anytime you want. Like, we get it. ABC, NBC, CBS said not before 9 o'clock.
Wow.
P.M.
Wow.
For that, and it's like, dude, it's not like, you know, we're calling it that and showing pictures of genitalia. It's like pictures of cops.
Of cops, yeah.
With badges around their necks. But for some reason, so hopefully they're working with the networks now to see if, like, throw together some spots to show them what it would be like, and maybe they'll
Do you have a backup title if you can't use it?
No, we're trying to think of one now. They're trying to figure it out.
Because they were throwing out a couple of cops for a while, weren't they?
A couple of cops at one point went out.
Horrible.
But that's just not, yeah, it's kind of not good. And a couple of dicks really... There's no reason on earth why we shouldn't be able to advertise that movie. And here's the key issue, because some people might be like, all right, well, just don't advertise before 9. That's impossible.
Yeah.
Like in this business of, you know, where you work with the studios, that's what they do. They carpet bomb. And where do they want with advertising? And where do you want to do that the most is during sports, you know, Saturday, Sunday afternoon. So we'll see. Stay tuned. It may not stay as the title, but it may become... couple of testes instead. I don't know. Sorry, but back to the showbiz.
Couple of vaginas.
Yes.
See, that you could get away with.
Couple
probably.
Of
vagina. The Jackson family, believe it or not, are talking about Michael Jackson's death this week.
Even really?
Janet. Wait, when did this happen?
Oh, yeah, he passed away. I don't know if you heard about it. Yeah,
you were making a movie. You missed
it. Probably wasn't a big story.
I was in a hole. I didn't know.
Was this in the news?
Yeah, it was. Janet is finally talking about it. Apparently, she's going to do a tell-all interview with Harper's Bazaar in exchange for the cover shot.
That's where I go for my tell-all interviews. Is
Harper's Bazaar. Yeah. Because of the way Janet's been eating lately, they need two covers to show her.
Oh.
But it'll be
she's authentic. I saw a picture of her.
She put it back on again.
It
is. It's on again, off again.
Yeah. I'm with her, man.
I saw her at the funeral last night, and I thought she looked pretty good, but black is slimming, so who knows?
Yeah.
And where the funeral happened in the valley yesterday?
Yep. Yeah,
they finally put him in
Glendale.
Glendale?
2 months. After he died.
Is everyone conflicted about it, or where were you guys when all this
happened? I was glad they buried him, if that's what you're asking.
I'm not conflicted about that at all.
That was a necessary step, actually.
Being dead and all. I wasn't surprised that he died at all, to tell you the truth. I have expected it for years.
Now they're saying that they're classifying it as homicide?
Homicide, yeah.
Really?
They're going to get that doctor on manslaughter, it looks like.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Tough time to be that doctor.
That's next for you, by the way.
The Hollywood
propofol.
News is so depressing
first
this
morning. First
it's
pot, then it's propofol.
Is
that's
that
where you're
going to
go next.
Yeah. Yeah. I will. I hope
like,
pot
Jen, just shoot me
drug.
Up. I need to sleep.
Totally. I'm going to be like, look, I need you to shoot me up in the vein on my testes because I can't reach and see it under my gut, but I need to be high on heroin. It'll never happen,
hey,
dude. Never
they're
happen.
Looking at this Dr. Conrad Murray as the possible arson in the station fire, too, by the way. I mean, this guy's in nothing but trouble.
Not at all. I don't think that's true.
I mean, I know nobody's surprised, but... Isn't it heartbreaking that it was arson again?
Oh, yeah.
Like, who's that retarded where they're like, this is going to be awesome?
Humans are the Kevin. Worst animal on the planet.
So dope,
how dare you?
Yeah.
I was that stupid when I was a kid.
You're still stupid.
All right.
Movie news. 2010 Christmas. It was announced this week that they're moving the Seth Rogen film, The Green Hornet.
Seth Rogen, I like him.
I know
Me
you
too.
Do.
Funny guy.
Yeah. Green Hornet, a project
Green
that you
Hornet.
Were
there was a movie I was involved
tangentially
with
involved
I know, it's weird. It's like you talking about like my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
You're like, somebody else is sleeping with Kev's ex-girlfriend. I'm like, yeah, well, I like the new guy. I look forward to that, but they moved something else onto the same day.
That's my story, exactly. They announced today Disney is moving Tron Legacy, the Tron sequel, on the same weekend up against each other. I know.
Looks like I'm going Friday and Saturday.
Say, yeah. For guys like me and Kevin, that's geek heaven. On the one weekend, you got Green Hornet and Tron
an
Legacy.
Embarrassment of riches.
Have you seen the trailer for Tron, by the way? Tron
I have
Legacy?
Not yet. I saw a little bit of footage. Maybe that's what I did see. Was it good? I saw something cool. online, a little piece of footage. Maybe it was
Spectacular. Disney and Columbia battling it out. Apparently, they're waiting to see Hoop Links. Word is those aren't set in stone. We still may see them moving the schedule sometime soon. So 2010 Christmas we're talking about already, those releases.
Yeah, I got my calendar out.
Yeah. Did you see the Black Beauty at the Comic-Con in San Diego?
I saw it. No, but I didn't walk the floor at all, but I saw
you were pretty much hit and gone, weren't you?
I did. I hit the stage and then left. But I saw a picture of Seth standing in front of it. Is that for the movie or the old Black Beauty?
That's for it is the old Black Beauty that they've updated
and using
for the
it?
New movie.
Awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff.
I can't wait,
hey,
man.
Nerd.
He's a funny
dude. Nerd.
Oh, come on, man. Yes. This is pop culture now. It's not nerds anymore.
I know. It's our time, dude.
Exactly. We rule the world.
You take your sports someplace else. We're going to talk about things that are not real and fun and fantasy and magic.
Today's celebrity birthday is Beyonce.
Yeah.
Beyonce Knowles. How old is she? 38?
She is 28 years old.
She's so young. Yes. Every time I see a picture of her, I'm like, wow, she's young and pretty.
She's very, very hot.
I like that video, man, when she dances and has the medal on her for some reason. Looks like
Witchblade or something. All the pretty, what's the, all the single girls.
Single
all
the single ladies.
Oh, that song
ladies.
Makes me want to take my life.
Can we hear a little
bit?
Is
it really?
First time I heard
all
that.
The
single ladies. All the single ladies.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies.
And it goes like that.
You're just mad because you don't have an anthem. Like all the married dudes up at 4 in the morning.
That could be. All the blonde-haired guys who wear striped shirts every day. All the blonde-haireds.
Could be.
Ione Skye, very talented actress, is 39 years old. She hasn't worked nearly enough.
Mm-hmm. Ione Skye as in Say Anything?
Say Anything, yeah.
Yeah, man.
And
she's in a movie called Gas Food Lodging many years ago. That
yes,
really
that's right. And she's married to a Beastie Boy, right?
She's married to, she was. She not, is she anymore?
I don't.
They still married?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, she was married
to
King Ad-Rock, no?
I think so. I think you're right.
If I remember my pop culture marriage as well. She was awesome in Arrested Development, too.
Yes.
She played the religious girl.
Oh, that's
right. Trying to get on with Jason.
She was great.
Wes Bentley, speaking of
American Beauty, man.
Actors. Yeah, American
Beauty.
He was
a stoner in that movie.
It's all about stoners.
Smith only cares. It is now. That's all I do.
Smith only cares about pot and pot smokers now. That's all he cares about.
I love it. That's the pot calling the kettle pot.
Damon Wayans.
How old is he?
He is 49 years old today.
I was clicking around one night after Q&A, and I saw him doing a stand-up special on Comedy Central. And I hadn't seen him do stand-up in a while, and he was really, really funny. He was
Were
doing
you
this
high?
Bit. No, I wasn't.
Good question.
But he was doing it. Excellent question. I should say I was not. But he was doing a bit about getting divorced that was really, like, tragic, but really, really funny.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it was good. Seek it out, man. He made me laugh.
You play your cards right, you may be able to get to do The Last Boy Scout, too. Maybe you can do that sequel. Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans.
Bring those two together.
Bring those guys back.
That's true.
Perfect world.
What a dream that would be.
And Dr. Drew Pinsky, our buddy Dr. Drew, who will be actually conducting an intervention with Kevin Smith right after this. He's going to be talking
to him. He's in
the hallway. Set him to celebrity rehab.
I would cut his jugular before I'd let him take my happy away from me. No way.
Well, then you have no problems.
Oh, it's all good. I've been more creative, more productive, more... It's crazy. Kids, smoke it.
Yeah!
There you go. Smoke it. It's a weed. It was put here by God for you to smoke.
You take one thing away from today's show.
Do you think you're really being that productive, or does it just seem like you're being that productive?
I got out of bed this morning.
In
my head, I'm really productive.
Maybe
in my
mind, those around you.
I'm doing all these things. I won an Oscar in my head 2 weeks ago. It was awesome.
I looked on the paper, and it's just swirls being drawn, little kittens and sketches.
My wife and daughter just stand at the door of my office, tears rolling down their cheek. I'm like, hold on, I'm off with the coast. Jack Nicholson just called me. They're like, oh, he's smoking again. It's 8 a.m. and he's high already.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll talk to, the real Rodney King coming up in the next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You think that dude could stay out of trouble, but I understand he's getting into a fight with a cop now. What's this all about?
That's the celebrity boxing.
I don't like it.
And by the
anyway,
way, I like the name Kevin and Bone Show. We should go with that.
That's pretty cool. That's a good idea. Anyway, that's coming up. Adam Carolla in minutes. Right now, the Kevin and Bean Afro line is on the air for you. 323-520-AFRO. What are people calling about today?
Well, the new movie Gamer, which I think looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this guy does not believe that.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. How dare you sit there and lie to Ludacris about wanting to watch the most horrible movie you could ever think of? I have a better idea for a movie. Why don't they make one about 12-year-old kids who can control convicted murderers, who kill directors who make movies about kids who can control convicted murderers through a game, starring Steven Seagal and Soulja Boy.
Sold.
All right. Good enough. We did a thing a couple of days ago about heavy sleepers, things you slept through. Earthquakes, mm-hmm. cars wrecking right into... I mean, people slept through everything.
Dude, I
slept through the bit about the stuff that people slept through. It was incredible.
That's rough.
Glad to help you get the rest.
Did you guys see David Hasselhoff singing on America's Got Talent the other night? One might say it was awful.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah. Super happy with his singing.
Yeah.
I mean, you rarely see somebody beaming with that much joy at themselves as him.
Has sent a text to landline message to you, Kevin and Bean. Please make that MGMT song go away. Please stop it. That song blows.
Kids, coming up in minutes here on the Kevin DeBean Show.
Bean does not always employ the same timing that the rest of us would employ when he makes jokes about things that perhaps are a little sensitive.
Oh, wow, Bean, really? DJ Am, really? Don't you think there hasn't been enough time yet that has passed? Really? Wow.
Hey, life's for the living, first of all. And in my defense, it's been a week.
Yeah. Struck us all poorly.
Yeah, it did.
Well, what are you going to do?
It's Bean.
This next song strikes me poorly as well.
Halloween gaze outside my window. Halloween gaze behind a tree. I just can't wait to see when they're all going to say, excuse me. And it's Halloween gaze. Outside my window pane!
That's a tribute to your fine film performance in Dark Reel, Kevin.
I don't know what you're talking about. And then finally...
Hey, Mike, I would follow your farts, too.
Yeah! Mm.
Okay, all right. If that's a reference to Mike's song, no, we are not going to play that.
That is a reference to Mike's
song. No. We played it already.
It's a request for Mike's song.
We've already played it.
Which you love, by the way.
No, I like the original. Mike's version leaves this reviewer cold, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm not into the pee-pee. Oh, come on with the pee-pee poo-poo humor.
Ooh, that smell, the odor you'd find in hell when you eat Taco Bell. Then you lift your cheek and blast poo in air, singeing my nostril hairs, just like a roadside flare of organic anal gas. The second you decide to release that cyanide, everybody else would wisely run away and hide. But I'll stay there and smell it. Yeah, I mean it from my heart. That I will follow you after you fart. And crop dusting, my lungs you're polluting. The beans that you're digesting smell like garlic wrapped in balls. Lethal butt. From all the cheese you've cut, why are the windows shut? You're peeling paper from my walls. There's tears inside my eyes as soon as I first realize
beautiful.
That methane gas is leaking out from underneath your thighs. A blue flame-filled inferno would be made with just a spark. But I'll still follow you after you fart. Yeah, I'll still follow you after you fart.
We've had thousands of people already stream that on the sounds page of KevinDeBean.com, by the way, which to me, that says it's available on the website. We don't really need to play it on the radio anymore.
To me, that says we should play it more because people like it. The people like it.
What the hell we doing?
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. What's going on, Ace?
Hey, Bean. Hey, get it on.
Get it on indeed, my friend. Adam Carolla.
Get it on in the morning.
AdamCarolla.com, of course, with the world's most popular podcast. What's going on in your little world, my friend?
Well, first off, I'm confused. You guys say you're going to New York City, yet Tower Air has been out of business for more than 8 years now. How are you guys going to get to New York City? A donkey? How's K-Rock going to get you guys to New York City?
That's a good question.
Because a donkey's going to take like 6 years to get there, and Tower Air is defunct. So how are you getting to New York City?
Believe it or not, some other airlines have stepped up and instituted
instituted just recently service to New York, so we'll be fine.
Well, I'm just saying, I remember working for K-Rock.
Yeah.
And Tower, we flew Tower Air,
we did.
Everybody.
And we had not heard of it either. We were like, what?
I've never heard of it.
What airline are we taking? We did. We used to have to.
It's bad when you have to take a bus to the plane. That's all I'm saying. It's like when you see those guys riding their bike to take the bus, and then you see their bikes the bike piled up in the front of the bus. Like I like to fantasize that the bus just ran over 10 guys on mountain bikes, and that was like a mountain bike catcher. But the idea, like, how out of transportation are you when you're taking your bike to the bus?
Yeah, well.
That's a good point.
I guess you could take your donkey. In Mexico, do you think they have a thing in front for donkeys?
I don't think so.
That would be funny. There's two arms with the donkeys hanging off it.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of transportation, I'm angry.
Okay. Wait, hold on. You're angry?
Yes.
Okay.
We've not gotten to this week in rage yet. We'll get to that next. But yeah. I was driving.
This is overflow.
Yes. I was driving down. Well, it's like, you know, it's like when you give birth and you have four kids and one of them doesn't make it.
Okay.
That's what this is. You'll get the three that made it. You'll get the three that thrived and survived in the next break.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
This is the one.
I thought you were talking about children's death.
No,
and I was like, please don't do that.
All right, okay, all right. Just using that as a metaphor.
Got it. So this is the dead one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you know how you eat it when it's dead?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No, what?
That was just a metaphor. Okay. Here's the point.
Lions.
How do you think I get my strength? The point is this. I'm driving down Fairfax on the way here this morning, and I pass, coming at me, what I think is the motorcycle cop, but it's not the motorcycle cop. It's the guy who gets the cop bike at auction.
Yes.
And with the bike comes the helmet.
Yes.
You're wearing someone else's sweaty helmet. Some fat, sweaty cop wore that thing for 20 years in Los Angeles, and you're going to buy that thing. Even though you could just go anywhere and buy yourself a $29 helmet, you buy the two-tone black and white cop helmet, and then, here's how I know this guy's a world-class douchebag. It's 111 degrees outside, and he's wearing the black leather jacket.
Yeah.
So he's impersonating an officer.
Right.
He knows he's impersonating an officer. Yeah. It's hot outside. He'd be wearing a Ducati t-shirt if he wasn't wearing the stupid leather jacket and trying to look like a cop.
Now, do you hit the brakes and you're angry once you find out it's not a real cop?
It freaks everyone out. Yeah. Everyone behind the guy is going 29 miles an hour, and he knows what he's doing. And all I'm saying is should we sell these bikes just bone stock? I mean, just the way they left the factory with all the markings on them and everything, and then should the helmet go along with it?
Yeah, maybe not.
Shouldn't we just spray paint these things like Caltrans orange and make this guy wear like a Cher's tiara that she wears when she does her Vegas act or something? Shouldn't we mark this guy in some way, shape, or form?
I like it.
Does the city, maybe the city likes these guys roving around. Maybe it's like when guys
more police presence kind of a thing?
You know those guys who live by the beach and they put that plastic owl on top of their roof so the seagulls don't crap on their deck?
Sure.
Maybe that's our city's plastic owl. Crazy guys who like to go around impersonating cops, motorcycle cops. But I'm just saying, somebody's got to put a mop handle in these guys' spokes. Or at least, ladies, do not have sex with these guys. Like, somehow
that's
they must
the
be repaid.
Important.
Because these guys scare the bejesus out of everyone. Your mind just goes, cop! You got a cop! And then you go from scared to death to seething anger in like 0.2 seconds.
And
like,
in between that 0.2 second, you swallowed your weed. And that's not cool.
Right, or worse, you keistered it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right.
I got a special seat. I just hit a button.
Really?
It's fast. It's furious.
Okay.
It's painful.
All right.
Yeah.
Adam Carolla is just getting warmed up. The Week in Rage, when we return, don't miss the podcast at adamcarolla.com. We'll be right back on the Kevin and Bean. It's Friday. That means Adam Carolla is here with the Week in Rage.
It's time for this week
in Rage.
All right. First off, number three, Acres. I don't like them. I don't understand them. I don't know what they are. Every time a wildfire comes around, and they go, 122,000 acres burning outside of the Flint Ridge area. And I go, that's something there, boy.
You know
that
how much
seems
it is,
like a lot. And then I say to someone, do you know how much that is? They go, I don't know, block? I don't know. I don't know if just a moist towelette's on fire or the whole goddamn country's on fire. I don't know what 122,000 acres is. And then every once in a while you run into somebody and they go, yeah, my dad owns a ranch outside Odessa. It's got 5,000 acres. And you go, okay, That sounds you. So you could play badminton there, right?
Try to narrow
or,
in on it.
Or do you own all of Texas? I don't know. Nobody knows how big an acre is.
So right.
Bob Acre, the guy who invented the measurement, doesn't know what an acre is. Nobody knows. First off, it sounds bad. It sounds like you just took one in the nuts. What happened, Acre? He'll be all right. We'll get him back out here in the field. I'm walking off. Bad hop. So acre sounds bad, and now nobody knows what an acre is.
How big it is.
Well, listen, yeah. I found out there's 5 acres in a football field. So let's just use football fields, especially when we're doing fires. Like when someone goes, hey, man, Angeles Crest is on fire, you know, 125,000 acres on fire. You don't know what that is, but right. If someone said 25,000 football fields, you'd go, whoa, we got a problem.
That's right. Yeah, you got a visual. Yeah.
And then you'd like run into the bathroom. You'd be like, honey, shut the shower. It's long enough. Those brave men need water. We got 25,000 football fields on fire. Do you understand? I don't know if the goalposts are there. Don't confuse me. Whose field? It doesn't matter. Turn the shower off and stop hosing down the driveway. Those boys need water. So I'm just saying, let's just call it football fields.
Okay, take
away
acre.
And we can all do that math.
All
yes?
Right, like
we don't
it.
Need it anymore.
I like it.
All right, next one. Vampires. Oh, son, I have an ass full of the vampire movies. What's going on with the vampire stuff? Who decided we're so in love with vampires, or who made the proclamation 9 months ago? More vampires! We need more vampires! Every time you make a vampire movie, you're ripping off a vampire. You're Count Dracula. You're ripping off someone else's idea.
Right.
Bram Stoker's idea. That's his idea. He came up with the idea, and you're ripping off his idea. And don't give me this as, oh, we got a twist. Oh, let me guess what your twist, your modern adaptation of vampire. Good-looking young ones who are doing it in high school? Oh, that's shocking. Because I pictured, like, haunchy friends of my mom. I didn't know you were going, oh, that's a unique twist. Good-looking, hot, brooding teenagers sucking on each other's blood. Well, that's something else. Pardon moi. I had no idea. I was picturing a bunch of postmenopausal folks and guys who looked like Wilford Brimley using stroke canes. I had no idea it was young, attractive vampires. There's too many of them. Stop it. I never thought I'd say this. I promised myself I would never say this. It's good. Okay, I'm just going to spit it out.
Just say
I could go for a good dragon movie about now.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
It's gotten that bad.
I thought I would never. It's got to that point, Bean. I actually miss dragon movies.
They're not vampires.
I never wanted to see another dragon movie as long as I live, but I now miss dragon movies.
It does seem like it goes in waves,
doesn't
it?
Yes. Oh, waves. It's a tsunami. We're drowning in bad vampire knockoffs. All right, knock it off and give me a dragon movie.
All right.
All right, lastly, diet. You know, everyone's telling you, hey, you got to eat better, you got to take the multivitamins and all. When's the last time a multivitamin made you feel better? You know, you read the thing, and it's like it's got 100% of niacin and 200% of vitamin B and 500% of vitamin C. And then you take the thing, and you're like, I think I'll take a nap. I don't feel great. I don't feel any different. Shouldn't we feel better?
Well, you would think.
Like they're begging us. Don't eat the fast food. Eat the good stuff. Eat the leafy greens. It'll be much better. Your body. They start telling you how your body reacts to a French fry versus a garbanzo bean and all that stuff. And it feels like something horrible is going on inside you. Then you have the chili fries and you feel great. What is that? As a matter of fact, I would promise you this. If we put you guys under, like MJ, and I put a drip on you.
Right.
And in one bag, I had just corn dogs that were put in a Cuisinart, liquefied, and then topped off with Jimmy's and Bosco sauce, and that just dripped in your arm for one day, and the other day, we just dripped V8 juice in your arm, and I told you, which day did you get the corn dogs, and which day did you get the Bosco with the ground up, and you or V8, and you'd go, I have no idea. You'd feel no different. Why don't we feel better? Shouldn't we feel better when we eat right?
There doesn't seem to be a payoff.
We think we feel better because we know we ate a crappy salad, but we don't feel any better. Where's the payday? Listen, God, I blame you. Seriously. You don't want us to drive through Hardee's and get the stuff with the hickory, you know, triple fried chicken fried burger with this, with the ranch sauce on it and everything? Make us feel bad. And then make us feel good when we eat a kumquat or something. Or some jicama. Make us, you know what I'm like, Popeye.
Have some of that spinach and then have me just punch a hole in the wall. I don't feel it. I'm not hoisting any tanks over my head. I don't feel any different. Yeah, don't we feel better?
You feel the opposite. When you eat good, you feel bad.
I know.
When you eat bad, you feel good.
Come on, that's God. Right. You don't want us to be so fat. Knock it off.
There you go. It's not too much to ask. You're God. You can handle that. Come on.
That's nothing for you.
All right. Adam Carolla, The Weekend Rage, every Friday on the Kevin Beach at AdamCarolla.com. Hey, any great guests on the podcast you want to pimp out real quick, Ace, while you're here?
We got that hot chick who's coming up in that movie with Steve in it that's getting 2 zeros on Rotten Tomato.
She's hot.
Katie Mixon. Katie Mixon is her name.
Good get.
All right, good.
Check it out at AdamCarolla.com. See you next week. Evan and Bean Show on the air. Rodney King coming up next hour. I love that dude. You can't beat Rodney King, is what I've always said. But,
what?
I just. No, it's
can we all get along? Can we get along?
Right now, Ralph Garman's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
You know what I feel bad is they're putting him in the ring for celebrity boxing up against a cop from Pennsylvania.
Right.
What did he do? What did the Pennsylvania cop do? The Rodney King wants to beat him up. Get an LAPD guy in there. You want to make it interesting? Put a Los Angeles Police Department guy in the ring with him.
Put the Los Angeles Police Department guy in the ring with him. How about that?
Get Mark, what was Mark? Furman, right? Furman was his
name.
No,
Furman was the...
How was that?
Oh, was OJ.
It was OJ.
Yeah.
Coon, that's it.
Stacey Coon, right?
Stacey Coon, yeah. Get him in the ring.
Coon versus King, that's the matchup.
Yeah. Or put Rodney King in the ring with a raccoon.
Yes.
Better.
Yes.
A rabid raccoon.
I like it.
So we couldn't get Stacey Coon. This is the closest we could get, Rodney. We're going to put you in with a raccoon.
Was there some sort of, I don't know if it was on TV, but wasn't there somebody who was doing a man versus beast type event like that where you wrestle a bear? And I mean, there, for reals, there was somebody who did something. Like you box a kangaroo. That was one of them.
Man versus Beast. That was the name of the show.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Our pal Mark Thompson was the voice of that, I believe.
The man wrestling bear was the biggest BS of all.
And now 17 midgets will race a gazelle or something like that.
A guy wrestle a bear, but they declawed it and then they put a muzzle on it.
They detoothed him.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want him to die.
That's not wrestling a bear.
All right.
It's wrestling a bear. It's just not being mauled by a bear.
Not enough death for Mike.
Yeah, apparently. They should have just strapped razor blades to the guy's hands and
then it would have been a fair fight.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall
Please
we?
Do it.
We have some time. Interesting quote from Audrina Patridge.
Yeah.
You know she's getting her own spin-off show on MTV.
I heard that. Is that happening for sure?
It is happening for sure.
All right.
She is talking about it. She, of course, was famously on The Hills. And she said that her new show is going to be very different than Laguna Beach and The Hills and The City.
Okay.
Here's her quote. It's going to be real. The Hills is a reality show, but it's going to be more. The tone will be a little different. We're still in the process of, you know, jotting down what we want, what we don't want, who we want to work with, getting the cast, not the cast, getting the crew together. You know, we need a story runner. We need a director. We need everything.
What?
That is going to be real.
That's
going to be just like real life. Yeah. Once you jot down all the storylines and you get your producer and your writers and your cast.
And does director.
Have any idea what she's saying?
No.
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 All right.
So we have that to look forward to. She's hot, though.
Yep.
Yeah, she is.
Neck is down. True. Just saying.
Ceiling eyes. Yeah.
Ceiling eyes. Antonio Banderas is addressing rumors that his longtime marriage to Melanie Griffith is melting now that she has gone back to rehab for the third time.
Mm.
He tells People magazine that he is not going away. He's not going anywhere, despite the fact that his bride is currently drying out in a facility. Antonio says Melanie's doing fantastic. Well, sure. That's why they send you to rehab.
Never better.
Sometimes
it's part of plan.
You get too good. They have to send you to rehab to get you.
True.
You get you mellowed out.
You can't feel this good all the time.
That's right. You have to get help. And yeah, Lisa's right. It was her longtime plan with her physicians for her to go into rehab.
Yeah.
Years ago, they came up with this idea. Spencer Pratt, speaking of MTV reality stars, says he has no intention of having any babies in the near future. His
Thank
wife
God.
Heidi. Has said that she feels she was born ready to procreate. But Spencer doesn't share her desire for a baby.
That's good news.
He says he's given her two options if she gets pregnant. Adoption or divorce.
Wow, he's so tough.
I still think we should also put murder-suicide on the table as a third option because...
Be the only option.
that happens and they start procreating, no, sir.
I think it's very likely there would be a murder-suicide if people stopped talking about Spencer Heide. If they woke up one day and nobody was covering him anymore, like they, no matter what they did, they got no press, I don't know that they would want to live.
Is that really what it would take?
Well, what would they do for money at that point?
That's true. That's how they earn their living. Yeah, is getting paid to show up at nightclubs and things like that.
Listen, folks, it's going to take a little while, but revenge is a dish that's best served cold.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Ralph, it seems like these people never cool off anymore.
Oh, Lisa, trust me. We're going to watch the slow decay of this couple and really enjoy ourselves.
You guys see what Omarosa is doing now?
No.
Let's turn in tricks on Santa Monica Boulevard for beer money?
Yeah, she's a minister.
What? Are you kidding?
She's in seminary right now. I don't know if seminary is the right word because that may be for Catholics or something specific. But yes, she's going to be a minister at a church. Yeah, that's her new thing. She's found God and realizes that she was a bad person before. Mm-hmm. And now she is going leading a congregation. Yes.
I think she should spend a lot of time up close and personal with God real soon. That's what I think. She should see him face to face. That's the best way for her to learn. And Lisa, good news for you.
Right.
You know, they're working on Sex and the City 2.
Yes.
The motion picture based on the popular TV series Sex and the City.
Yeah, I can't wait.
We've got Sarah Jessica Parker saddled up.
Yeah.
Back in the running. They're shooting on the streets of Manhattan, and women are so nuts for this that fans are starting to show up at the crack of dawn to stake out the locations they're shooting at so they can get a glimpse of the girls in Sex and the City.
They'll be shooting when we're there, right?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh my God.
Apparently, they've had to up security because fans keep crushing in to try to get a look at Samantha and Gladys and Louise and Emily or whoever the hell they are.
Gladys is my favorite.
Yeah. But Sarah Jessica Parker has given strict instructions not to hurt her fans.
Well, that's nice.
She's told the security team,
don't beat them up.
Do not hurt them. And she got very upset with one of the security guys who had to push and shove some people out of the way recently, and she gave him a stern talking to. Look, those people have already been hurt enough by watching Sex and the City. Oh, really, I don't think we can do anything worse to them.
Well, there has to be danger of her being spooked, too, if she catches a glimpse of some of those guys on the sidewalk out of her blinders.
Look, if she throws a shoe, they have to shut down production because they got to get a blacksmith out there.
It's true.
Yeah, and look, you don't want to think about it if she breaks a leg.
That's true.
You got to put her down right there on the street.
It's Barbaro all over again. You don't want that.
No one wants to see Sarah Jessica Parker shot in the head because she goes lame.
Do I really have a face like a horse?
Yep. Today's celebrity birthdays. Beyonce.
Oh.
All the single ladies. Come on, all the single ladies.
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 All the single ladies. If you like a thing, you should have put a ring on it.
If you like a thing, you should have put a ring on it. Come on, that's an awesome song, Kevin.
That song blows.
She's 28 years old today. Wes Bentley from American Beauty is 31. That's my favorite verse. Ione Sky from Say Anything. Ooh. I love that movie, Say Anything. Remember John Cusack holding up the big boom box?
Yeah. With
Red Rain on
moment.
It?
Remember that he did that. I don't remember the scene
Peter
much.
Gabriel? Is it Red Rain or is it?
In Your Eyes.
In Your Eyes.
That's
what it is.
That's
Yeah.
Sledgehammer.
Sport of the future. Remember that speech. Damon Wayans is 49 years old today, and our very own Dr. Drew Pinsky, nicest man on the planet. He is smart. He is helpful. He is kind, loving, forgiving. He puts up with our BS, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a good man. He is 51 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Because my dreams are bursting at the seams.
We got your request. There it is. Firefly is just for you.
World famous K-Rock at 924.
Ever since Ralph first told us about the celebrity boxing event happening next week, we have wanted to talk to Rodney King about it. Because let's face it, since 1991, since he broke into our consciousness on the news that awful, awful day in 1991, all most of us has ever wanted is to not see Rodney King ever get hit again. I mean, that's all we're asking is just don't hit Rodney King, right?
Yeah.
Now he's going to be in a celebrity boxing match. What's going on? Let's welcome Rodney King back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Rodney, how are you, my friend?
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to talk to you. You know, we have had you on the program before. We always enjoy catching up with you, but we really found new appreciation when we got to watch you on TV with the Dr. Drew shows, with the Celebrity Rehab and the Sober House. Man, we just fell in love with you all over again. You're a great dude.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, and by the way, that's not true of everyone on that show. There are a lot of people who, when they get sober, they're a-holes.
Yes.
And they're actually nicer when they're, you know, on the drugs. But you seem to be like a cool, genuine, good guy.
Yeah, I mean, I've been through a couple of rehab programs before, and so I kind of, you know, learned over the years how the effects on coming down and being on drugs and alcohol over the years, how it affects when you're coming down off of them, how irritated some people are. So it's just kind of give them their space.
Right.
Sure, sure. Now, before we get to the celebrity boxing match, which we are very interested in, I have to ask, I want to find out where you are in your life right now. Are you currently working, Rodney? Do you have income coming in?
I had invested in a few projects back, you know, back in early in the days, of which a few of them have half and half it fell off. And
right.
So, but I was kind of successful with one of the business, with the construction business. Uh-huh. I think the record business was too soon to have gotten into that field.
Right. That's a tough way to make a buck in the record industry too. That, I mean, a lot of people fail in that.
Yeah, I it's a hobby. It's a hobby. It's not about fail. It's a hobby, and you have to, the timing has to be right, and it has to be structured.
Right. Okay. So needless to say, then, this is an opportunity for you to bring in a little cash. The celebrity boxing coming up on September 11th in Pennsylvania. You versus a former Pennsylvania police officer. I mean, is that the primary motivation you have, is to make money, Rodney?
Oh, let me tell you something about boxing.
Please.
And at the same time, conditioning and doing something for yourself and having fun and making money at it. But boxing is one of the oldest sports that's in the world. And every guy that wakes up and used to go to high school or whatever school you went to, or every girl, tomboy that's in the sport would love the opportunity to get out there and put their body to the max one more time, and as long as they could do it. I mean, if you can match yourself up with a person, you know, that's willing to bring out the best in their body at what they had conditioned their body
right
to get to. And you just get that burning desire in your body sometimes as being an athlete that I am. I mean, I played baseball before, I played a little football, and but this is different. This you're in a sport, but you're in there by yourself this time. You've been trained for it. You've been trained to win, and it's part of our nature anyway. It's, you know, one of the oldest sports it is that's been around for
look, day one. I understand, and I have a lot of respect for people who want to box for pleasure or for exercise. I get all that, but it feels to us, we felt it like it was a little exploitative going, hey, here's Rodney King, who's already been dealt such a poor hand and really went through hell to kind of dredge all that up again to put you in with a cop. I mean, why can't you, if you want to box, get a sparring partner, you know?
Okay, I don't mind that, but, I mean, you have police officers, you have firemen, you have paramedics, and people that work out and they condition in the boxing field on the side because it's a better workout, you
right
burn more calories, and it's not so much getting into it trying to get revenge or whatever, however. Some people may look at it like that, but a lot of people do not look at it like that. And it's a part of a workout, an exercise worldwide, what everybody should be doing, getting some type of exercise in. And it's just a little rougher sport. That's all that is. It's a rougher sport for those who choose that sport.
But you know the reason they asked you to do it is because they want to be able to look at you hitting a cop. I mean, that's why people are doing it.
Yeah, we don't
that's
think
why
they
offered it to you.
You're doing it. We're saying that's why they're doing it.
Yeah, no, that's me doing it because, I mean, it's that's a part of my life. I've been in a few street fights myself over the years, which didn't turn out too bad. There's a couple that I wish hadn't
right.
I wish I had.
there's a couple you lost.
At the time. But you can still be, you know, do your thing and whatever. And be a, if it's in boxing, you know, you can still be likable in a boxing arena.
Yeah.
Arena, you know, it's how you play the game. Whatever it is, it's how you play the game. And, you know, do you play to win or do you play to have fun? How are you playing this game? You know, and I'm playing based on the knowledge and fun and the coaching experience that went into me over the years. I'm putting everything all into one. I wish I can grab all the souvenirs that everybody gave me over the years.
Sure.
and go in the ring with them, you know, and show them that. Hey,
is this a one-time deal for you, Rodney King, or do you think that if you win this fight, you'll look for another challenger?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely looking to, you know, win these fights and keep going, and just I'm not gonna burn my body out to where it's like killing me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because, yeah.
But I'm gonna go in there and have some fun with this old body, man. Because the boxing sport, it's a good one. It's a good.
But you're 44 years old, and from seeing you on TV, I feel sometimes like you're a little fragile. Is that not the case? Are you in great shape right now, Rodney?
That's what my brother said. He said, "Man, you know we're kings and we big guys, but we're fragile guys." He's right. But it's how you fight. It's how you, in your mind, how you go in there and protect yourself. Is that too much for you? I don't know when I get in there. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know. You know your own body. And when it comes to the boxing sport, you really get a personal relationship with that old body. So, you know, I'm not going to push my body to the extreme where I would just go out there and die in the ring. No, I'm about to see what this old shoe got left in it.
All right. So, ironically, it's the event is being held on September 11th, because it does sound like another disaster to me. But September 11th is when it's going to be. And you can go to celebrityboxing.tv now. Is this pay-per-view only, Rodney, or is this going to be something we can see on TV somewhere?
Oh, it will be pay-per-view only.
Pay-per-view only. Okay.
Yeah, pay-per-view only. So, friends, go over to friend's house. Whoever's got pay-per-view, go over there. And get your popcorn, your watermelon, slice it up, and get ready to watch out and have fun.
All right. Well, Rodney, we're fans of yours, and we don't want to see you get hurt. And I hope I hope you make a lot of money off of this thing, and you're able to use it to make things happen for you in your life, right, dude?
Yeah, we're going to donate some of that there that goes to Boys and Girls Club.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool of you. All right, Rodney King, you're the best. Best
thanks,
of luck.
Man.
Thanks for coming on the show. Okay. All right, bye. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. And it's the Kevin and Bean Show. Kat is up next. She's got 40 minutes of nonstop K-Rock. Green Day, Phoenix. She's got Blink 182, The Nails, and a bunch more.
Nails.
Coming up just after the show. But first, one more look at the showbiz beat.
What time is it?
9:41.
Ralph Garman joins us with our final look at the showbiz beat. The wheels are really coming off as we get near the end of the week, aren't they?
No, I think that was good.
Kevin just doesn't care anymore.
How dare
That's
you.
That's what I'm guessing.
That's true.
Here's the thing about things.
The thing about things is...
You know how Simon Cowell from American Idol can sometimes be...
Cruel?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's say blunt.
Sure.
Brutally honest, perhaps.
Right.
There's another show in the UK called X Factor. X Factor is just like American Idol, only there's no age limits.
Okay.
So you can come on and be a singer who's 35, or you can be 12.
I didn't know there was an age limit on American Idol.
Yeah, you have to be between 16 and 23 or something.
Oh, who knew?
I think it's. I think they moved it up in the last couple of years. I think it's like 27 now.
Oh, is it a little bit older? Anyway, there's an age limit. On X Factor, it's not. It's just for the best singers in the UK. They try to find them, right? So this woman is dedicated, this Katrina Lee. She came on the show, 18 years old. Simon Cowell said she was so unattractive, he wished he could take her voice and put it in someone else's body.
He said that to her?
That was his critique of her.
Oh, come on.
18 years old. Even on The Idol, you know, he's thinking in terms of, I've got to sell this person as an artist.
Right.
They may have a good voice, but if they're not attractive, I can't do videos. It's going to be harder to do concerts. I mean, he is just trying to think of the big picture, which is a painful thing for a young woman to hear, but I understand where he's coming from, at least.
Katrina Lee took it to heart.
I don't think you said
she's back in the competition now 5 years later.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. After
plastic surgery.
Facial reconstructive surgery.
Oh.
Liposuction. Dental work. Laser surgery. A strict exercise and diet program. And she has dyed her hair bright red to stand out in the competition.
Can she still sing?
She better make it through now.
Sadly, the construction severed her vocal cords, and she can no longer sing.
Oh, I'm kidding.
She can sing, and apparently she came back, and her audition knocked everyone on their ass, and she's being moved through to the next round.
Really?
How about that?
I've come back a new person, she said.
Cowell told me I was a very good-looking girl. I went through so much after his comments last time. I was 18, and they really hit me hard.
Yeah.
Now I'm delighted. I've gone through every extreme to get to this point. What happens if this girl doesn't win this competition?
They better let her win or it's over.
They better get her round-the-clock psychiatric watchdogs, because she's going to go ballistic. Yeah, I can't
imagine. I feel like she wants to be a star a little bit too much.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe, but what we're saying is maybe she's a little off balance, and if they say no now,
yeah,
someone's going to pay.
They've got a picture of her now,
yeah,
and I'm thinking, eh. I mean, I don't know what she looked like before. It's probably a big difference, but
not so hot now, even.
She's not Leona Lewis, you know.
Oh, well, who is?
That's where Leona Lewis got her break. She won that competition. That's yep. how Simon Cowell found her. But I just wish her luck.
Me too.
That sounds freaking rough.
Not all the people around her.
Yeah. Al Roker and Elmo are teaming up.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Elmo
finally.
From Sesame Street and Al Roker are doing the Broadway Odd Couple play. They'll be on Broadway. No, I'm kidding. They are hosting a TV show that will help children deal with tough economic times.
Elmo will explain to you why your 401k isn't worth anything anymore.
They don't know what a 401k is.
What kids are going through tough economic times? All kids are poor. They don't have any jobs. Right?
Sure.
Well, the Octomom's kids do. They're getting paid to be on their reality show, but most kids don't have jobs. Stop bothering them. Stop bothering our children.
Let's bring them down.
Let's not pile more problems on them than they already have.
When is the show?
It is next Wednesday.
Oh.
So Elmo from Sesame Street and Al Roker helping your kids deal with the tough economic times.
Best show ever.
Yeah.
Did we ever discuss Kevin's unnatural hate for Al Roker?
Like,
Al Roker the way lots of people hate, you know, Charles Manson, the Unabomber, Osama bin Laden. For some reason, there's something about Roker that just drives him crazy.
And inexplicably, Bean, you hate Elmo from Sesame Street.
I do hate Elmo. Elmo's annoying, though. That voice kills me. I hate it.
Same with Al Roker.
Kids love Elmo.
And I think part of it...
It's like their little friend.
Elmo loves you. Elmo teaches you how to tie your shoes.
You know what? Elmo doesn't love him.
He does.
That's the hard, cold reality, Ralph.
Oh, tickle me. Oh, look at me. I'm shaking.
Kids love that toy.
I always hated Elmo. And then he got into bed with that whore, Rosie O'Donnell. Remember? And they were doing everything together. They were always on TV together. And he was, you know, he was at her show. And they put out a record. And it just put it over the edge to the point where I just can't hear Elmo anymore.
Wow. Now Elmo's going to go get facial reconstructive surgery.
Yeah.
He's going to do all kinds of
fixed up
hair removal process and stuff. He's kind of hairy, Elmo. That's one thing I got to say about him. And it is on between Demi Moore and Perez Hilton. Two are having a Twitter fight. Twitter battle.
Wow. Tell you,
celebrity Twitter fights.
Most battles, you kind of don't know whose side to take. You think everything's exaggerated, blah, blah, blah. This one is pretty simple.
Yeah. I think so, too.
On Thursday, Perez Hilton tweeted links to several photos of Tallulah Willis, who is the 15-year-old daughter of Demi Moore and Bruce Willis. Apparently, the photos were posted to draw attention to her boobs and butt, as she was wearing a shirt with several of her buttons undone and then some short jean shorts in another photo. And Demi Moore, understandably, was not too pleased with anyone focusing attention on the 15-year-old girl's anatomy. Anyone who advertises, follows, or supports Perez Hilton supports violating child pornography laws, Demi tweeted.
F*** you both!
Let me ask all of you, what is it called when someone is telling people to look and focus on a child's boobs and ass while providing photos? Demi went on to accuse Perez of violating child pornography laws, and he has... tweeted back, expect another letter from my attorney, kitten, XOXO, he wrote to Demi Moore. P.S. Bring it on, bitch.
Wow.
I am a human being, and no one deserves to be treated that way.
Just barely human being, though, Perez. If we took you to the lab and we had some random DNA tests, yes, I guess technically you would come up as human.
Maybe.
But it's really borderline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're shameful. You're disgusting. You are subhuman.
His 15 minutes almost up.
Apparently he's going to take legal action. He's threatening legal action against Demi Moore for calling him a child pornographer.
I mean, I think he may have a case, by the way. I think it's despicable what he does. I understand why Demi Moore is pissed. But if he's printing photos of her taken in public wearing suggestive clothing, it's hard to classify that as child pornography.
Yeah. Perez is asking for an apology and blaming to me for letting his her 15-year-old daughter dress like that. You are delusional and slightly senile, he blogged. So, no good comes from Twitter, I'm telling you.
It is unacceptable, and talk about unprofessional.
Talk about celebrity. Someone didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
Let's talk about celebrity birthdays. Beyonce. She is 28 years old today. She is a fine figure of a woman.
She is.
Wes Bentley from American Beauty turns 31 years old. Ione Sky is 39. Damon Wayans of the comic Wayans Brothers.
He said ironically.
Is 49 years old today. And one of our bestest buddies, Dr. Drew Pinsky, who not only does the very popular radio series Love Line on many radio stations throughout these United States, but also Celebrity Rehab, and he's the go-to guy when it comes to addiction medicine. He is a great man. He is truly a good man.
He's the best guy we know.
And we love him a lot. He is 51 years old today. And Drew apparently was listening this morning, sent me a quick little message thanking us for the birthday wishes, and mentioned, I think somewhat poignantly, he was at the DJ AM tribute last night. And he said he woke up this morning glad to still be having birthdays. And I guess we can all appreciate
it. Did you write back, right? Thanks for bringing us down?
Yeah. Said, hey, thanks, Dr. Bummer. See you on Celebrity Bum Out, your new show. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk a showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tuesday morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We are talking to Derek Fisher from the Los Angeles Lakers.
What's
he got going on in the offseason?
Written a book.
Have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. And The Bravery has a brand new song. We got a world premiere, and we will talk to the band on Tuesday morning's Kevin and Bean show.
That sounds like it might be worth coming back for.
Have a good long weekend.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I am so high.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I think we're dying.
Roll another one.
I thought you were with the FBI.
Just like the other one.
The FBI!
This one seems to be about to quit.
Thinking it's good for me.
And I need another hit.
What you gotta say now, bitch? What you gotta say now? You ain't got to say, motherfucker. What you gotta say? What you gotta say, bitch? What you gotta say? What you gotta say, bitch?
Nope.
Roll another one.
How do they do that?
Just like the other one.
Who is luckier than me?
This one seems to be about to end.
Can we all get along?
I don't have another cent.
And what about, what was he going to ask you? I forget what I was going to ask
you.
Here's a hole is a hole.
Adolf Hitler.
It wasn't very good, but it was respectable.
Come on, boys. Let's go tear this mother down.
Hello. This weekend is a time to get together with family and friends, kick back, and enjoy a little time off. And I hope that's exactly what all of you do.
Go home or leave town or hang yourself or anything you like. Just go away. Away. Right now.
I am leaving, and you can't stop me. I'm packing my bags.
I have nothing left to say to any of you. So if nobody minds, let's just quietly run out the clock.
Peace out.